Blog Talk Radio.
Starmom.
Eladrina in the building.
West Coast
Finest.
You know what it is.
Let go.
You wanna rumble in my jungle, but you ain't walk a pocket. If I pull a heat flow, then you know I'm gon' cock with the red bottom pumps. So you know I gotta rock with me. Tryna go down, then I ain't tryna stop. Eladrina in this bitch. I kill you hoes and dig a dick. My flow is so phenomenal. I murder all you plastic chips. Me now, hate me later. I'm world champion like the ladies. You wanna bench, I'm in the game. I need the fortune, fuck the fame. You the loser, I'm the winner. I eat rap bitches for dinner. Call me the glutton, cause I'm the fucking sinner, bitch.
For this.
Man, I got more bars than Twin Towers and Linwood put together. You already know what it is.
Let's go.
Commissary, bitch.
Second verse, same old shit. Hot as bars is all I spit. I'm on my grind, that's for sure. 2 days a week on Bang Out Radio. Rest in Star Mob, ABZ. Cali girls, GMG. You fuck with me, bitch, rest in peace. I go so hard just like a beast. Fuck your squad, fuck your swag. Fuck your Louis Duffel bag. Fuck your flex, fuck your rag. Baddest bitch you ever had. If you hating on me, then I'm on my job.
Shout out
to my homegirl, Shy. Y'all know she's been on the show for the last 3 weeks with your girl. Yeah, she's in labor today. So, you know, I expect to have a beautiful new godson within a couple hours or, you know, maybe 36 hours. But, yeah, it's going down. You know, so let me hit y'all with the topic of discussion for today. The topic of discussion is broke MCs that refuse to get a 9-to-5 job. Broke MCs that refuse to get a 9-to-5 job. I would like to know your take on that situation. So hit your girl, L.A. Drina, up by hitting me on Facebook with it. You can comment on what you see on my wall right now. Or you can hit me right here on Bang Out Radio at 661-621-7559. If I'm not yet your friend on Facebook, you can go ahead and add me, Ladrina. I was about to give y'all another link, but excuse me, www.facebook.com/purethick. That's PUREthicc. I want to give a special shout out to my girl, Hedonis, to Amazon. If you don't know who she is, get to know her, you know, and her music, you know. She's doing it way big, you know what I'm saying? And I expect to have her on the show pretty soon. You know, I'm also in the works of getting a few other female MCs on the show, you know, to enlighten us ladies on how to do what it do. You know what I'm saying? Make it do what it do. Get out there and grind and hustle and bring ourselves back to the level we need to be on in this industry. You know, but I'm going to first set it off by, you know what I'm saying, hitting y'all with some a track by my girl, you know, Ill Camille. Shout out to Ill Camille. She's up and coming on the Bang Out Radio show too, you know, and I look forward to, you know, giving that special interview with her too, you know. But right now I'm going to introduce y'all to Ill Camille featuring the MVP Boys, Take It Back Home, right here on Bang Out Radio.
I might slide days or foes on a big body, cause that ride's so spacious. I done been popping tags, you in the line waiting. Always in something new, it's annihilation. Damn, it feels good to be a player. All my bitches eye candy, they look good now and later. Kobe Bryant rims, man, my Chevy is a Laker. Graduated high school and went straight to the major.
I'm so fly, I'm envied and I know why. Kiss me speed, feel the breeze when I pass by. Pizza busy, cheap and branded, purse and chocolate tie. Illuminated, need Bulgari just to shield my eyes. I stop, convert the coupe, I call it shape shifting. Ace of spades in my glass, no LSA sipping. No problem with the ladies, yeah, I stay pimping. I got brand new money, so my bills stickin'.
They say the feeling's missing, but I tell them stop tripping. Any owners in the city with the Chevy on phone.
Picture me rolling out in Bench House and back again. I'm good in every town, I'm in leaving my city limits. I got a roam, still repping home city if angels fit it. Born on the left side, they appreciate my southern sickness. So we be dipping, sitting real low when the low rider a slab. Cup a few things from Big C to swap me pop cash. Trip to Dallas, gave my folks a Pleasant Grove a visit. Hit up my bros, them MVP boys, they be rolling with me. Already, still nothing more divine. Nick Cali weather, a summertime function bumping, talk a big tough with your speaker scrubbing. It doesn't matter whatever hood you grew up in, we all huffer. Make a little something out of nothing. It's love from the coast across the globe. Get off the flight, hit 45, and then you know I'm on. Head riding, when you nodding, with supply your stone chrome. See, I'm from the land of the perch, too, but it ain't a styrofoam. Smoke something, bitch.
They say the feeling's missing, but I tell them stop tripping. Hitting corners in the city with the Chevy on phone.
LA, straight to Dallas, Texas, finna take it back home.
Every day we fly, no passport. Make these hoes do everything that we ask for. Always ballin' like we practice on the math court. All I wanted was the world and more.
All I ever wanted was a good life. Late nights, taking flights to a different site. Gone off this greenery, every day a different scenery. Blowing all this money to show you how much it means to me.
Doing my thing, new on the scene and in control of my destiny. Traveling the world, showing these things is motor life. I'm cold as ice, show you right. Homie, there's no denying me because you know I'm ill. Cali grown with the Texas homeboy, C-Town to H-Town, we trill. Giving a shout out to my country cousins, yeah, I cut for them. Stacking my green right slowly in an old school note 10. So you can see me looking real clean, switching lane, so when I touch down, try to earn my crown, but it's still R.I.P. the pimp, yeah.
They say the feeling's missing, but I tell them stop tripping. Hitting corners in the city with the steady on phone. Ain't worried about the distance, it don't matter what you repping. L.A., straight to Dallas, Texas, finna take it back home. They say the feeling's missing, but I tell them stop tripping. Hitting corners in the city with the steady on phone. Ain't worried about the distance, it don't matter what you repping. L.A., straight to Dallas, Texas,
California King. I'm going to do movies in LA. Yeah, I'm getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. It's your girl, LA Drina. You know, I mean, we kicking it today. It's a relaxing Friday out here in Southern California. It's hot as ever. If you out here, you should be hitting the beach, you know, getting it popping this weekend, you know what I'm saying? Definitely if you're in Lancaster and Palmdale area, you got to come out, hit the club this Friday night over at Mazika's. Make sure you do that. Make sure you come out, you know what I'm saying? Check out what's going on in the Antelope Valley. You know, we got to get it popping out here again, you know, and make it live, you know, and stay tuned for the upcoming event, you know, Start My Presents, you know, this Leo Bash that's going down, you know, in August. So I want y'all to stay tuned, you know, and follow me on this one. It's going to be a hot, hot party, you know. Also, you know, I want to make a few announcements, you know, to my fellas and ladies in that respect, you know. If you're looking forward to freestyle battles and you would like to be a part of the ones that I'm hosting, you know, hit me up on my Facebook, inbox me, and let me know what's good. And I definitely will find somebody to battle you, but it's only under one condition. Number one, you have to remain, you know, under the ethics of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? And with that being said, that means that you got to just be, you know, understand that this is a sport, you know, when it comes to freestyle battling. This is a sport, and there's nothing more than that. You know what I'm saying? If you're taking it to a higher level than that, then it's not going to work. You know, so hit your girl up. You know, I'm going to give y'all my perspective on the topic of today. The topic of the day, I spoke about, you know, the MCs out there, you know, basically, MCs that are not willing to work a 9-to-5 job, you know, but they're broke. I have some advice for you. Don't quit your day job. Balance everything out. Make sure, you know, you still dedicate the time and invest in your career, but it's kind of hard to invest in your career if you're broke and you're not making any money. So, you know, you might not want to just bet everything you got on success approaching right away when there's like 15 to 20 million rappers in the whole hip-hop community or even more. But, we're just talking about, you know, the ones that I've seen on Reverb Nation. It's like 11 million and something rappers on just Reverb Nation. So just imagine the other, whatever, 15 million that's not even on there, you know. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to be trying to set your career off and trying to make things happen and you don't have any money in your pocket to do so, the best thing to do is keep you a day job, you know, or work a night job or something, but keep a 9-to-5. You know, it's not, there's no way around that. You know, you still got to survive. You still got to eat. You got to still do all that stuff until you blow, you know. But I wish everybody the best of luck with their careers out there, you know. We're going to get into some more music. My Coast to Coast MC movement. I want to give a shout-out to all my female MCs out there. Miss Swan, yay. Doing it, doing it, doing it. You know what I'm saying? Chi-Town in the building. You know, and my girl Miss Law in Missouri doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? That's Midwest love. Shout-out to my girl Chaos, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? Chaos out here in the West Coast, L.A., Compton, Watts. You already know what it is. Shout out to my girl Brandy Kane doing it big. You know what I'm saying? Treasure, Compton MC, Coke Bugatti, Fia Lamore, Bay Area's finest. They call her the Oakland Raiderette. shout out to, let's see. I know I'm missing a lot because, I mean, I know 1,000 of them now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just the ones that I talk to on a regular basis on Facebook or the ones that I see their movement, you know what I'm saying? I'm checking them out, and I like what they're doing. I haven't got a chance to link up with them yet, but I'm almost there. I'm going to meet everybody that's within my reach. If you're within my reach and you're receptive, I'm going to meet you, and we're going to hook up. So we're about to get it in, you know, but shout out to all my female MCs. I'm about to hit y'all with some Coke Bugatti, you know. Coke, if you out there listening, just know that I still need some new tracks from you. But we're about to get it in right here on Bang Out Radio. Baby ain't got no gas. Coke Bugatti, let go.
Baby, you got no game money on it.
It's your girl, L.A. Drina. I'm kicking it back this Friday. You know what I'm saying? And basically, you know, we're getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. Today, I have another topic of discussion, too. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Brat. You know what I'm saying? The Brat, she is back, and she is better than ever. I mean, a truly resilient female rap artist in the game. You know, I want to know what y'all opinions are about her, you know, and her comeback. I would like to know, how do y'all feel about that, and what do y'all see in Brat's future? Hit me up on Bang Out Radio, 661-621-7559. Also, you know, the question of the day is, how do you feel about MCs, broke MCs, that choose not to get a 9-to-5 or choose not to have some type of grind and hustle about themselves? How do you feel about that? And as an MC, what do you plan to do to balance your career and make money while you're going through that struggle of trying to, you know, reach the top as an indie artist? You know what I'm saying? Hit me up and let me know what you feel about that. You know, I also want to give a shout out to the FemCs, you know, page on Facebook. You know, they support all the female rappers. All you female MC pages out there that, you know, support the female artists, yes, I like that, you know, and keep doing what you're doing. And, yeah, we're going to keep getting it in. And shout out to Black Molly, too. Black Molly, you know, she's doing her thing. You know, she got bars galore, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what it is and that's what it will be, you know. Just getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio, you know, basically also, you know, I got a few bars I'm going to spit to y'all, you know. I'm Mike Tyson on you bitches, KOing you hoes, and I stays on my tip like the French on my toes. You the baddest, I'm the goodest, realest chick to ever do this, getting down in these streets, but still ain't got to prove shit. Always been about my cash, and I move fast, my back against the wall, I ain't afraid to blast. Could've passed to the rest of a real gangster bitch. You fucking with my squad, I'll murder you, chick. You bitches don't like me and bite me, who gives a fuck? You niggas want to pipe me and wife me, craving lust. I keep it moving, no conclusion when I write on a beat. Wiping out you plastic hoes with a stoutest unique. All natural, no artificial fillers. And then tell me how you ever met a bitch that was realer. I tell her because my flow's so sick and that ass so thick. Got to lay down on the bed just to make my jeans fit. Yeah, my lyrics not mediocre. It's something like a Teflon bomb in a holster exploding on them wax MCs. So stay up off your knees and write your own lyrics, please. And as that being said, we about to get into some more Bang Out Radio right here. Call in, drop your hot 16, and we're going to get it in. We got Cat Mama by Yummy S. Dot. Shout out to my girl Marley B holding us down, you know what I'm saying? She do her thing, Westfield Wednesday. Shout out to Topaz Lachey. Shout out to Amanda and Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, the whole Bang Out family, my boy Supreme. Y'all getting it in. Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, I name like every character.
Give me a stop.
Let's go. SpongeBob.
Ow!
Demolishing, think it's time for my acknowledgement. See plenty like the Jets been gardening. Good music, a crop we've been harvesting. Yep. You other bitches partying, my career rocketing. Jordan's a hill, shit's a true game sparkling. Next chick up from the west, better count me in. They hawk on the BG Jets on the vocal. Through the cam, mama, watch the shit go global. Going to work like SpongeBob, second daddy. Saw like Patrick, tough like Sandy. You bitches like Squidward, bitter and can't stand me. I'm more like Mr. Crab, cause I'm wearing the candy. I call the haters plain thing, cause I'll never win. Champion, blow them all away like a gust of wind. She saying she the best, well please tell me when. I'm at the top, she remind me of where it's never been. In another lane, killing any genre. Boy, I go to work, do my cat mama. Try project, who you can't conquer. Boy, I go to work. Now I got another dance. Saying humble, catch me alone, that's sad. Lips popping like I'm married to Brad. I'm a beast in these cells, call me Bradshaw Carey. Sadly, these hoes moving slow like Carrie. Eating chicken for dinner. I'm hungry like Pearl, who gon' be the next victim? Mama with me, Jay's looking spiffy. Turned in the club with my jets feeling tipsy. Swift, killing off whoever wanted Tessie. No blow dry, pressure, cosmopolitan. Red lips, big shades, something ain't a problem.
Yeah, that's what's up with it. You know what I'm saying? We getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, y'all heard the topic of today. You know, we're going to talk about a little bit about the brat, you know what I'm saying? Phenomenal Femcee, you know, been doing her thing since the mid-90s, you know, JD's, you know, protege type thing. And now she's, you know, she's out of prison. She's doing her thing, you know. I see the evolution. I got a chance to watch the interview that she had on Monique's show. If you haven't seen that, go and check it out on YouTube. But, you know, she's been doing her thing. She has a whole perspective of how she's living her life now, you know. But those bars are still, they still ferocious, you know. And me personally, I want to see the brat come all the way up, you know, do her thing and persevere through all this. I would like to see Brat back in the number one spot, you know. But see, not just that, you know, but she really don't care if she gets to that spot because she already made history. She was the first that ever did it with that platinum plaque. Everybody already know that. And if you youngsters that don't know, now you know. I'm about to hit y'all, you know, with some treasure, though. So y'all get in this, get into this So Fresh, So Fly with my girl Treasure right here on Bang Out Radio.
Let me introduce myself. I'm from the Tom Town. Treasure, what they know me by, they call me Mel. I got the recipe you craving for. This is heat right here, and I got much more. Everybody anticipating, waiting for what's in store. The quiet storm creeping on you when I avoid. I climb the billboard, reaching up for the top. Can't nobody hold me down like Puffy, I won't stop. Fellas in the club swaying back and forth, and the ladies in the club drop it low some more. I can roll through the village, got some people from the red town, back to pocket hood for the blue it goes down. Got some neighborhood pop roots, some nutty block cuts. Southside, Santana Park, Venice, keep it coming. See the block, street top, warm dark front hood, and the homie Rich J from the Fruit Town hood. I'm so fresh, so fresh.
Treasure right here on Bang Out Radio. If y'all ain't tuning in to Treasure, you know, check her out. You know what I'm saying? She's doing it major. You know, that's what's up with it. We got another artist, you know, I want to hit y'all with, you know, right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, we got YVE. We Hot. Shout out to YVE, doing it way big, you know. Very, very phenomenal female artist, lyricist, and, you know, very educated. I dig that. So I'm going to hit y'all with this right here on Bang Out Radio.
We don't stop, we stop, we pop, boom, the lot, lot. We hot, we hot, we don't stop, we rock, we don't stop, we stop, we pop, boom, the lot, lot. We hot, we hot, we don't stop, we rock, we don't stop.
Yeah, we're about to get into a caller right here on Bang Out Radio. Caller 9947, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Ladrina, what it do?
What it is, what it is.
What's poppin'? It's your boy, Semiato.
What's good, man?
What's good with you, mama? Just stopping by, showing you some love. What's good with you, ma? Everything well with you?
Yeah, just relaxing, you know, just getting it in. Got everybody in rotation today, you know. Looking forward to this, you know, this party that's coming up, you know, and getting it all lined up, you know.
Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. Make sure you stay on top of that because I know it's going to be a banger, though. And I know you got, like, a lot of people behind you supporting you and shit like that. So as soon as you get that established, you already know it's going to be off the chain.
Oh, yeah, I'm anticipating that, you know. I want to know if you could give us your opinion about the topic of discussion for today.
And that topic
is
what?
The topic of discussion that we have going for today. How do you feel, you know, about MCs in general that, you know, they decide that they don't want to work a 9-to-5 job or they feel like they don't feel like it's necessary for them to hustle while they're trying to pursue their music career? How do you feel about that?
Well, I think, you know, if an MC has like a legitimate hustle or, you know, however he decides to hustle without having a 9-to-5, but he still brings that bread in order to fuel his career and push forward, that's cool. But for, you know, the nigga to be like, well, fuck it, I'm just going to rap and I don't got to do shit, you know what I'm saying? He's living in a fairy tale because you definitely need bread to launch your career or, you know what I'm saying, be at certain events, make certain shit happen as far as CDs, you know what I'm saying? You definitely need that bread to, you know, take money to make money. It is some, like, free sites out there and things that you can do without bread in order to launch your career. But overall, like, you know what I'm saying, niggas is like that. They living in a fairy tale, you know what I'm saying? You got to get that paper up somehow, some way, shape, form, or fashion because shit ain't going to be handed to you for free all the time.
That's real talk right there, you know. I feel exactly how you feel about that. You know, so what can I ask you? Let's see, what about your project? What are you working on right now as far as, you know, your music and everything you got going on?
I'm Strickland with Ill Mixtape. It's another one, and I'm also looking for producers so I could begin my official album. I have songs for the album already, but I definitely want to start, you know, I want to step away from the whole mixtape thing in order to get that official album so I can put them on iTunes, Rap City, and niggas could download my shit, you know what I'm saying? It could be, like, official, and I could start generating some revenue from that also. So, but moreover, I'm still doing the mixtape shit and just trying to get joints out there, trying to experiment with different beats and, you know what I'm saying, different styles and shit like that. But moreover, it's been on my grind because, you know what I'm saying, like, trying to get this bread up. So I've been kind of, like, stepping back from writing and shit like that because, you know what I'm saying, right now I'm just focused on, like, just getting my foundation squared away and, you know what I'm saying, so I could do a lot more with my music, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, I got three hot producers in mind, you know. I want you to, I'm going to give you the number to my boy Pharoah, you know. Pharoah, he's new to the Antelope Valley from the Bay Area, got them hot beats, you know what I'm saying? You definitely should check him out, you know, and he's right here locally in Palmdale, you know, as well as, I don't know if you're familiar with Don Mega, but I think he fits his style perfectly because he has an East Coast style. He's from the East Coast, but he made down south beats, West Coast beats, and East Coast beats, you know, and he got hot beats, you know what I'm saying? He said he got them that can fit anybody's budget, you know what I'm saying? So check Don Mega out on Facebook. He also has a link posted to his wall where you can, like, listen to all the samples of beats. And when I say he got beats, he has over 100 and something beats listed, you know what I'm saying? You can lease them for at least, like, low as $20, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, his name is Don Mega. He's a part of the D-Block camp, you know, up there in D-Block South, you know, up there in Florida. So,
okay.
Yeah, definitely check him out, you know.
I'm looking for those beats that, like, as soon as you hear it, that shit just hits your soul. You know what I mean? You know, you got some beats that you can rock to, and you can just write a song to it for the fuck of it, you know what I mean? But it's those beats that just hit you. It's undeniable, you know what I mean? Like, it's no problem with the concept. There's no problem. It's undeniable, you know what I'm saying? Even motherfuckers that don't like hip-hop, as soon as they hear that motherfucker, they be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Let me, I have a change of heart all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? Let me bump that. So that's what I'm looking for, man. There's something that will, but, you know what I'm saying, to each his own as far as that. But I'm going to definitely check those plugs out and see what they're talking about.
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna give you those contact numbers as soon as the show is over. You know, I've been telling everybody about the hot, you know, the hot joints that we're working on right now. You know, I can't wait, you know, to finish it off and everything. And yeah, we will be doing that. You know, I got some of your tracks right here in the switchboard. You know, on Bang Out Radio.
Yes, man, I look forward to it. Man, I look forward to it because like the shit you dropped before, that was only a sample. Of how your mind works and what you got to give to the people. So I look forward to hearing some more.
Oh, yeah. You know, if y'all ain't checked my boy Simi out, you know what I'm saying, Simi Otto, he's doing it, you know what I'm saying, and he's doing it for it. So, and he's doing it for the people, you know what I'm saying. If you're an MC, you're trying to get it in, you know, a reasonable budget, you know, for your studio time, hit my boy up. He's riding in Antelope Valley with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and that's what's up. And he definitely will help you, help bring out the best in you. I always tell everybody that about you, you know. Always
well,
look out for us, you know.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
it. Yeah, you feel like sitting today or, you know?
Oh, yeah, all day. I wake up doing that, dream doing that. Well, I can drop a little hot 16 for you real quick. I'm gonna give you something like, you know what I'm saying, it's something a little new because I've been like fucking with different styles and shit like that, so it's a little bit more fast paced, you know what I'm saying? So all y'all out there listening, listen very carefully. Alright. Look. Best in the West, how I spit down like S-West pads in the pots and pans. That sweeper do clean up, meaner do creeper when you're not prepared. No measures, not me, bitch. Please, bitch, so ease up, chick. I'm not your man. We need us some diesel beaties and teasing when I knock it down. Pick it up for me, rock me around. Spit it up for me, wipe me down. Parallels, a house that's not on rock. What built on top of sand? Fairy tales, you tough, you bluff, you dreaming. Don't carry well, get very well. Get it up for running up, confront your demons. With a merry hair, we solid, wildin'. We're proud and crowded up private. You pop, we pop, you poppin' thing, not about it. Talk shit and then we bust. Copper the memories of us. Gonna be like I don't be like impossible to mirror me so tough. Proper appear to be too much. Grabbing a chopper, put it a pocket out of the way. I see them truck, we out of here.
Ooh.
And I see them
soon. Oh man, fierce. Hey, that's what it is. I mean, it don't get no better than that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's that true. That's that true certified Spittums right there. Y'all hearing it right here. My boy Simi Otto going in right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, that's what it is, though. You know, so you got any up-and-coming shows, you know what I'm saying, coming up, or what you got popping with some visuals for the folks to see?
Well, right now I'm trying to get some videos done, though. And I was on Craigslist. This is one cat, and I can send you the information, but basically he's trying to, like, build up his portfolio and shit like that so that he could, you know, get his video profile up, whatever it might be. So, you know, he does basic shit, simple shit. So I'm thinking about going to him, just getting that first initial video out there for the people to see. And then I'm trying to drop, like, at least 4 videos this year and get that squared away and shit like that. As far as shows are concerned, I really don't got nothing lined up. It's the function that you were speaking of, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely looking forward to that, but I just, you know, just been on my grizzly and just trying to get this bread up and shit like that. But I know, you know what I'm saying, when shows do come, I will keep you posted and everything will be well.
Well, that's what's up with it, you know. I really appreciate that, you know, and all the artists, you know, listening in, you know, just be about your grind and hustle. This is a perfect example, you know, of how to, you know, do that, you know. Just be about your grind and hustle and try to do what you can to make it happen with your career, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
stay focused by all the
means. Grinding nonstop, 24/7 every day with it. You know, the brat is out, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I really you know, want to pay homage to the brat, you know, today on the show. And, you know, I want to ask your opinion. What do you feel about, you know, the brat, and what do you see in her future?
In her future, I haven't heard any material from her, but I think that, you know what I'm saying, if she still got her she still got her drive and her grind, she could pull it off again. But I think if it's from a more mature perspective, like really, really, really on her grown woman shit, and, you know what I'm saying, really coaching women these days, to, you know what I'm saying, like she's been through a certain path, you know what I'm saying, she's been through a certain direction, you know what I'm saying, I'm pretty sure she's seen everything in the game that it is, so it'll be cool for her to, like, relay the message to the youth as far as a young woman and even, like, you know what I'm saying, women as young mentally, but old, you know what I'm saying, like, just try to pave the way for them and give them some type of, like, guidance and instruction through her music, but that's basically what it is, you know what I'm saying, I think if she come that way, and then she'll be looked up to as, like, a more influential figure, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain, like, just, like, one of those, like, motherly types, you know what I'm saying, like, one of those female OCs could look up to her and shit like that. So that's my opinion about it. But much love to her and everything that she's doing.
Yeah. Shout out to the brat, you know what I'm saying? The brat, she's grown now. You can tell by her whole persona, the way she's sticking and moving in this game right now. You know, she got an up and coming reality show. She's doing it with that. And then she's, you know, she wants to, you know, go back to the prisons and, you know, try to help steer people on the right path, these women out there, you know. So I give her props for that, you know. Brat also, you know, is kind of connected to, you know, the question of today because, you know, I seen how what she was saying on the Monique show and everything. You know, she was talking about, you know, herself, you know, grinding and hustling. She like, shoot, I got a regular 9-to-5 job right now, you know, even though, you know, I still do my thing in the studio. So I was just like, you know, that's cool because, you know, she identifying with mainstream society, you know. And
I mean, yeah, it don't stop, though. I mean, it really don't stop, you know, regardless of how much bread you get. Like, even Puff, you know what I'm saying? This nigga still in the office. He floating in money, you know what I'm saying? He's in there, you know what I'm saying? But he's still doing his 9-to-5. Or some niggas at work, you know what I'm saying, they go 12 to 12. Or sometimes niggas be pulling off 24-hour shifts, you know what I mean? But if you got the bread, you can do that route, you know what I'm saying, and focus on your career. Still work you got to do, but if you don't, you definitely got to have some substance coming through so, you know, you can propel yourself a little bit further.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. I give you props, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy, City Otto. We got your track right here, you know, we're going to take this call, and then we're going to get into some semi-auto music right here on Bang Out Radio. Caller 1988, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
It's your boy, Chalk. I'm a swag in the booth.
What's up with it, Chalk?
Man, nothing much, man. Doing what I do best, going hard.
Body bagging?
You know it, body bag season.
Man, that's what's up with it. I want you to meet my boy, Semi-Auto. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing, you know.
What's the dealio?
Let's go with you, fam.
Man, yeah. Making history.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, so what's up? What do you think about the topic of discussion today on Bang Out Radio?
I think that's probably one of the realest discussions because we got a lot of people out here that really want to be a part of this music game, and my thing is that you gotta be able to support your habit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If you can't support your habit, how do you plan on being able to make money off of it? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's true.
With anything you do, you know, if you gonna do it, you gotta be able to put back into it. It's not easy to, you know, go out here and record in studios and make all these songs, and you can't pay for it, or you can't, you know, pay for your publishing, or you know what I'm saying. You can't do a whole lot of things because you don't have the ends or the funds to basically supply. fly yourself. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't really have the thought of, you know what I'm saying, hustle now, play later.
Yeah. That's
like,
real.
Like, this thing is a hustle. Like, everything in life is a hustle. If you want to do it, you got to be able to support it. So, you know, if you want to be a rapper, be a rapper. Be the best rapper you can be, but be able to support what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm inviting all the, you know, the MCs, you know, to spit a hot 16 on the show today, you know. So,
here you go.
You know, here you go. Be the best MC you could possibly be right here.
Here you go.
Body bag season. They can body bag season.
That's her cue to be like, all right, Chalk, you need to go ahead and spit up this show.
I mean,
let them know how that body bag thing goes.
I have to do it. Just do this every show,
so lucky,
man. People gonna start calling in, getting mad at me, like, dude, like, who is this dude that keeps?
I love when you call into the show. I love when lyricists like Semiato call into the show. I don't be trying to put y'all on the spot, but see, I know what y'all can do. So hey, that's why I do it. And then, you know what, all the series of my archives of Bang Out Radio, I'm going to put them together for y'all eventually. I'm going to put them together and I'm going to give them to y'all, you know, all these.
But you already know what I'm going to do, though. You already know what I'm going to do. You already know what I'm going to
do. Do it for the people.
Yes, you know, but this is y'all making history with it. You know what I'm saying? That way, when y'all asses do blow up, I'm going to go back and I'm going to sell all y'all goddamn interviews.
Well, you hear that in the background? I got to inspire a couple people to hustle hard. So, so since you going to put me on blast like that again, I'm going to just go ahead and do what I do best. Because, you know, a lot of people out here ain't on it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let me see if I still know how to do this thing.
Get him.
me. It goes. Okay, now who is that that's rapping? Chalk Swag, what's happening? I'm known to get it cracking. Y'all is tough acting. Tailor made lames, yes. Y'all niggas is slapping. My beats must be pimps, cause them shits be slapping. Got a clip full of tone loads. We be on our wild thing. Wonder why we say bow. Blinged out watch game. I be trying to get it each and every way. You be trying to get it, it's still in layaway. I can't help your swag, I can only improve mine. This ain't no game show, I can't give you no lifeline. But what I can do is show you how me and my niggas do. Turn it up at every party we crash. Bandicoot, Clark Kent swag. Stay with the lowest lane. Lex Luger make the beat, so you know this shit is super, man. Ballin' off top. You know this ain't new to me. I stay with that paper, so you know this shit a daily breeze.
Woo!
Wow.
That's a fire.
Wow.
Y'all, come on now. Y'all,
hey, see, I ain't
even. It's not a game show. I can't provide you no lifeline, nigga.
Like,
it's not a game, man.
I'm trying to tell him I can't do it for you. You got to do it yourself. You know, I can't improve your swag. I can only improve mine.
But
I ain't even supposed to be giving away some of these bars I've been giving you. Like, I should really rip you with give you something else I've been working on. I mean, should I really do that, man? I don't know. The fans been, you know, they kind of been on my head on Facebook lately. Like, they really been really grinding my gears about everything I've been writing. Like, they like, dude, like, I want to hear some more shit. Like, because when I came up with an idea, you know, people been coming out with mixtapes, killing off other people's mixtapes. I mean, killing off other people's songs. So instead of me just coming out with a mixtape, I'm going to just go ahead and release a fresh rhyme every couple of, you know what I'm saying? Every couple of months, I'm going to release something fresh from a bomb-ass beat, and I'm going to just drop it, and I'm going to just leak it. And you can put together a mixtape if you want with it. But I'm not going to put no mixtape together. I'm going to just keep dropping them every week. Every week I'm going to drop a new one. Like
this one. Single sound, like a single every week.
Exactly, like a freestyle every week. Like I'm going to drop something on them like this. See, people don't know about this tape one for the team. They don't know about this tape one for the team. BFG. May I know what it is, Shot Swag. And I walk in, I be like, hey, hey, guess who it is, bitch? It's the nigga that you finna leave here with. Shot Swag from the BFG click, not the ocean, but I make him say the seasick. Seasick? Yes, yes, nigga, seasick. Ladies love a Kevin Cat, you can call him Heathcliff. You would never see a nigga that match this, cause I'm full of surprises, hat tricks. And I could get your girlfriend anytime. Make her come out of her clothes, panty lines. Tell me beat the pussy up. Call it hammer time. She love when I shoot off my kids. Columbine. I'm a cocky nigga. I don't talk a lot of shit. I just be specific. Beats be banging and my rap's terrific. I'm a 10-year vet. I just thought I should mention. But don't be mean that I complete the mission. I'm just playing my game. I know the position. But I'm going to bring the heat like the stove in the kitchen. It's going to be a feast, boy. Frying you chickens. Take heed to what I said. You fairy tale niggas, time to put you to bed. How the hell you on top? You ain't able to stand. Your body parts be separated like Mr. Potato Head. Ha.
Woo.
Body bag.
Body bag. Man, we got the boys going off the chain right now. Caller 0644. You're live on Bang Out Radio. Wait. We can't hear you. Look, it's a little bit of static. Bring it up a little bit, man. We got the 404 in the building. 0644.
Hey, what did you do, man? I was on there. Shit, I didn't even know what I was doing.
Fields?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay, that's what it do. LA Drina, what it do? Bang out radio. Do what you got to do, cause I'm gonna do what I can. Hey, that's how you gonna get them. you know, that's how you go and split your music. You heard me?
Man,
you know,
I'm trying to,
like,
save a lot of these people's hearts and feelings right now because I'm hurting them right
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do so you can do what you wanna do, nigga. Don't feel sorry for nobody now. Don't feel sorry for the lanes
because it's too many out there. That's the only people I feel sorry for.
Don't feel sorry. Never say sorry. But they check this out, y'all. That's what they love about us. You know what I'm saying? That's the ones when you be on Facebook, the ones that don't ever like you, them the ones that love you. So ain't too many likes gonna get like, but they love you because they gonna listen to it.
Exactly.
But you know the average person always gonna hate, man.
And
you know,
speaking of which,
I got a
nice little challenge the other day from two MCs that frankly would like to put it together. They want to put some money up. I don't mind putting no money up, but, you know, I don't have to go on a shopping spree on nobody else's money. So, I mean, I might as well kill you. I can kill them off for free. I can't remember their names right now. They like JP or I don't know. They some two cats that was just like, yeah, we want to battle. And,
was it a solo battle or like a lyrical battle?
Yeah. Look, so how do you feel about that? It could be lyrical, that? Tic-tac-toe, chess, dominoes, spades. Craps, it don't matter. We battle it. Because
mm-hmm.
At this point, I've already solidified myself as a person that's willing to go the distance. You know what I'm saying?
Win, lose, or draw. You should do it like
okay.
this, though. Y'all should rock over the same beat and see who could come up with the best song over that beat.
We already know who's
going
to be the winner, though, so that ain't fair to them.
You know what I'm saying? That'll be highlight. Who can make that beat bang the best?
You
know?
Yeah,
that's how I feel right there.
We could do that, too. I'm already knowing who's going to win, but we could do that, too, just in case, you know, people are skeptical and wondering who's going to win. But we already know Chocolate Wagon's going to win.
Well, we're looking for three certified panelist judges, because the battle that Chalk Swag is talking about, it's going to be a riot. I'm just letting y'all all out there know, you listeners out there, if you haven't heard about it, Chalk Swag is about to battle somebody that, you know, I know pretty well, and his name is Yak the Ripper. These are both two of my homies, you know, so I got to stay neutral in this whole thing that's about to happen, you know what I'm saying? But they about to make history, you know what I'm saying?
I'm about to kill two birds with one stone, as they say. So it's nothing.
They went so hard on each other last night. I was watching, but I just got out of it and I didn't say nothing. But if y'all go into the music movement page on Facebook, you can see where they're going back and forth with each other. But it reminds me of how real battles is supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? As an MC, if you know the art of freestyle battle rapping or just being a lyrical rapper in general, you know, and you want to go bar for bar with your opponent, that's great. You know what I'm saying? And ain't nothing wrong with friendly competition. And we need to bring this back to hip-hop. And, you know, I have an idea, you know, where you two guys can actually, you know, do this and cash out at the same time. But, see, you know, y'all need to bring y'all battle to the radio first.
Because I'm going
to
tell you right now, if they don't know who I are, I'm going to say it retarded so they can understand it a little bit better. If they don't know who I are, they need to, even if they was on the soap aisle on aisle 7 at the grocery store, they still couldn't match bars with me.
Damn, boy.
Oh, my God.
There's a Facebook status for people out there. If you was right now, if they don't know who I are, even if they was in a grocery store on the soap section, they still couldn't match bars with me.
Woo. Y'all hearing it right here.
Dang.
You know, Chalk Swag is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, the body bagging, toe tagging thing, you know what I'm saying? And if you're an MC out there and you're trying to get down with my boy, just let me know what's good. You feel me? And I will referee the whole thing. We're gonna do it at a live event though. Chalk Swag and, you know, Yak the Ripper, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be visually face to face, you know. know what I'm saying? I'm getting these guys live on camera battling. So, you know what I'm saying? If y'all are trying to get to this event, let me know what's good because, you know what I'm saying, we gotta raise some money to put up for the winner. You feel me?
And I'm going to tell you right now. And this is just for all battle MCs, for anybody that's ever MC. Like, if y'all watch the URL, the Ultimate Rap League, that's where I learned how to battle from. Because these cats is serious. Like, they don't dare straight disrespectful. So if I ain't got my skills up from watching them, what you think I'm going to do in a regular battlefield? These cats going ham on each other, like where they were almost, I would have to, in real talk, in the streets, you'll get shot for some of the stuff they say.
Yeah, I feel
so
that.
Anybody
so
that
battle
me, I'm going lightweight on
sure,
you compared
when you go
to
the battle, nigga, make sure you got your emotions in the back there, nigga, because it's going down.
Yeah.
Like,
it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's
nothing.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care how loud you get. I'm going to say something that's going to make people remember it for the rest of their life. You get loud, you get angry. But I promise you, I'm going to say something, you're going to be like, ooh, he just killed off the whole battle with that one. We don't even need 3 rounds, nor 3 minutes.
Well,
yeah,
Drew, this is serious. Hey, check this out, though. You know what I'm saying? This is Mr. Pills from the A, and I've been listening to Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying, and we've been doing the thing. You know, I done heard all the talent. I'm going to keep it real. It's been a lot of talent on this thing. And I done heard Jack, and I done heard Chalk. Hey, man, I wish I was in Cali for that one, boy.
And
it's
going to be fire.
Hey,
we got 9981 calling in right now. Hold that thought. We got 9981 calling in, and we're going to get back into the question right now. What's up with it, 9981?
Y'all already know the boss is here. What's good, everybody? This your girl, Topaz. Right. Hey, what's good, L.A. Dina?
What's up, Topaz?
Hey. What's good, everybody? Bang already involved in the building. Monday through Saturday, baby. We all in your ear. Nationwide, overseas, baby. What's good, Dina?
Getting it in with my favorite fellas, you know what I'm saying? Calling me into the show, you know what I'm saying? We done got it. We getting it in on the show, you know what I'm saying? We hype. We trying to hype Chalk Swag and Yak the Rip up, you know.
You ain't got to hype it up. It's already
hype.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all day heard that.
They think my last name is Williams because I got so much hype. So y'all need to, you know,
realize
that one.
Man, just a brief introduction, everybody. We got I'm Live TV premieres August 1st. We got street hosts in different states. Atlanta, we got Cali, Vegas, North Carolina, South Carolina, New York, Houston. I mean, it's going down. It's powered by Bang On Radio, man. Drina, you already know what it is. So any indie artists that have music videos, submit it to me. I'm live TV at gmail.com. And it's going down.
It's going down. You already know your boy got that old dragon.
Just like your boy, and he's going down.
Yeah, you know, hey, y'all gotta, you know, you definitely gotta send in your video, you know what I'm saying? That who drinking, who smoking.
Yeah.
I wish we could get that video edited out here, you know what I'm saying? He doing his thing. That's what's up.
Yes. Man, but I see y'all got it hyped up here on Bang All Radio always, Gina. I love you, baby. You already know it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You already know what it is, man. We getting it in always, coast to coast, MC. Friday special. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do.
Topaz, yes. So what you think about the topic of the day, Topaz?
Okay, and what is the topic of the day? What is it? I heard something about MC, right?
We're discussing, you know, the MCs out there today. How do you feel about the MC that don't feel it's necessary to either carry a 9-to-5 or hustle, you know, to supplement income until they get their music career off?
That's crazy because a lot of them don't believe so because they don't think they have to, but you do because you have to invest in yourself. That's how you're going to invest in your career. Once you get your career off the ground, you could quit that 9-to-5, but some of them don't think they need it. I mean, some of them really don't hustle for it. They think things supposed to just get handed to them, but that's not how reality is, because you have to invest in yourself in order for somebody else to invest in you. How you think you're going to get your music? How you think you're going to do studio time? They charge for that shit now. If you're working your 9-to-5, you can do all the studio time you want to put your music out there.
And you lucky if you're talented. You lucky if you're talented and somebody be like, you know what, fuck it. You so talented that I feel like, hey, you going to make you some money so you can get a
right.
studio anytime.
Right, yeah, and sometimes that can happen too, you know. You get all these opportunities. They see you out there hustling and putting your name out there. They, you know what I'm saying, they will want to invest in you. Some of them cats that just thinking they just going to just not do nothing, think things coming to them, no, it doesn't work like that. So my
I
girl, Gina, always coming up with these
like,
got to
build your body bag count up.
I think the challenge is, like, you know, when you got that 9-to-5 and shit like that, and you got the music career going on, even when you got that 9-to-5 and
where?
You got the music shit going on, you still got to balance that shit out, though, because
exactly.
it doesn't work when you got to be out of show.
For real.
You know?
I'll tell you right now, I got the best 9-to-5. I'm an undertaker from Monday through Sunday. Body bag.
But on for real, though, you know what I'm saying? I paid for that Who Drank and Who Smoking video. You know what I'm saying? I'm down with Black Rain Entertainment. Yeah, they my label. But I came out my own pocket for that video. So, she's definitely right.
What was your...
That's bullshit right there.
Right.
I came
Gina,
my own
what was
pocket
your
for
answer?
That.
What did you say about that topic, Trina? Because I already know. You always answer your own topic.
Oh, well, you know, I feel like MCs, you know, especially as indie artists and some of the ones that's out there mainstream too, we need to stop high-fiving and acting like we don't go through struggles that regular people
right.
go through. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We can keep our image up at the same time, but at the same time, we still got to grind and hustle because that's the reality of life. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We still
right.
got rent and bills to pay, and not just that,
right.
we still got to, you know what I'm saying, take care of ourselves and invest in our career. You know,
right.
I don't know if y'all familiar with my boy EHC. I was talking to him the other day, and he was saying something like that too. He made a comment like, laugh out loud. Okay, a nigga want to hand me a CD and expect me to really listen to it. Okay, great. I see professionalism in a sarcastic way. Like, that's not professional, and that's coming from somebody that's a major person that's in the game that's making it big. You feel me? And he like, well, if you come at me with a CD with Sharpie marker on it and it's just your stuff, he ain't about to listen to it. And, you know, in my own opinion, well, I look at other people and what they were saying about what he said. They're like, man, we broke. We ain't got no money to do all that. That's why we trying to get in the game. And he like, well, shoot, a press kit, you know what I'm saying? That's only $80 right there to get the little laminated press for your CD, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at it like this. If you can afford a $2.99 for a Loco, put that money up for about 2 weeks and go press your damn CDs up. You feel me? You got to make sacrifices in this game. You know, and that's my opinion about it, you know. And myself, even before, I used to really look out for handouts like, hey, can you go listen to my song? You can walk to my car with me and listen to the CD or something like that. But I didn't even have no links up or none of that stuff so you can even hear anything about me. So, you know, I said, you know, now I'm going to put something up, even though I only got mixtape tracks up. I'm like, you're going to hear something. You're going to know that I can rap, you feel me? So it's like that's the way – people got to do, they got to keep investing, you know, more and more in their career. If you want a hot track, you got to really spend money on it. If you're looking for a hit,
right.
you got to buy that hit. You feel me? It ain't just going to come in your hands like that, you know?
Exactly. Especially
right.
me. Like, that's why I learned, that's why I taught myself how to make beats. Like, that's why I follow the people that did it before me. Like, Kanye West, one of the perfect examples. Like, this is a nigga that owns his own shit. Even though he fucked with other producers, the nigga produced shit on his own. The shit said on his album, in his album, executive produced by Kanye West. He sees the proceeds to his own shit because he made it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to market your own self and be able to put money back into yourself. You know what I'm saying? Be your own item. You know what I'm saying? be the best item you can be. You feel me? If you're going to be a diamond, be a fucking super ruby-ass diamond. If you're going to be shit, be the funkiest shit you can be. You know what I'm saying? Be
understand your value.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, be
you
your value.
Your value.
You feel me?
Because if
hey,
you want to respect yourself
and
invest in yourself like your parents and your value, and you think low about your value, then other people could be thinking low about your value too. Nigga. So you plan on going anywhere, man. You got to step your value up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yep, that's real talk right there. You know?
Either you
decide
or you're
on the
ground.
That's real talk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I look at it like this, you know, if you, I mean, you get what you dish out, you know what I'm saying? If you put into something, you get what you put out, you know what I'm saying? So you got to work hard at this game, you know, this game right here is so crucial. We competing with millions and millions and millions of others. So, I mean, it's always going to be somebody out there hungrier than you. So you really got to invest in yourself if you want to be seen to stand out amongst the crowd, you know?
Right,
especially,
so all you hungry artists, man, you
want to
get your music heard, bang out radio, baby.
And especially all these people that's out here that's wet, you got to compete with you. You got to come, it's bad enough you got to compete with niggas like me and Pills, but you got to compete with niggas that's wet, like, I ain't going to say no names, YG, or, you know, people like Soulja Boy, but you don't want to have to, like, you don't want to have to, like, look that as, like, oh, I'm the next woo-dee-woo. No, set the trend. Be the next you. You know what I'm saying? Exceed
right.
the next person that's popular. If a person is
right.
out there doing one type of music, okay, do their genre and your genre and another genre and another genre and every other genre
right.
and be the nigga that does everything. Be a person that does everything instead of a person that does one thing. Because people will always come to the chalk and be like, hey, I need a beat, or A, because you write this for me, or A, you have a, you know what I'm saying? Or they'll come to Pills like, hey, you know, woo-dee-woo, you get a dick, woo-dee-woo, you get. They'll come to us because we have a universal attitude. We can do everything, you know what I'm saying?
They be a jack of all trades, master of none, but you need to be a jack of all trades, master of all those motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Business, swag. From the business to the swag to the lyrical to the to musical, everything. You got to have it all.
Yeah.
If you don't have it all, you're just going to be another guppy in the pond.
It's not just you going into the booth no more. You know what I'm saying? You just can't go into the booth
and
lay hot track no more.
You
got to like that no more. You gotta be on that.
Tell them again. You ain't going to the booth no more.
It's not about that.
Because y'all can hear me rap every day on this on every show on Bang Out Radio. But if I told y'all I was a producer, you wouldn't believe me because you wouldn't have nothing to go off of because I got nothing but freestyles over other mixtape beats. But because I drop Ain't I Clean and Do It Better, which were produced by me and sampled by me, now you got proof that, oh, he can produce and rap. Oh, he's a total
player.
Yeah,
that one
was
talking
about.
That one
was talking
about.
The threat's
got
to go up, though. You know what I mean?
And you got to, man. Just like you say, folks, you got to know your net worth. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know your net worth,
like, doing all those things, though, it's always good to have, like, a solid team because you could do all those things by yourself and you still be clear thin. And you will never, like, really accomplish full throttle if you focus in one area. So if you got like a solid team, you know what I'm saying? Like you could do everything by yourself, but if you got like a solid team and shit like that, you got a producer in the corner. When you are lacking in a certain area, nigga, then you know you got a producer that will back that shit up, or you got a business manager that will back that shit up.
That complements who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And put it this way: this feels. Check this out. You already. Everybody know about DJ Tune, right? DJ Tune from Atlanta?
Yeah, I know all about
it. Okay, check this out. I got a track that I'm on called Like That from J-Mac, and he right under DJ Tune, you know what I'm saying? I went to Tune studio, I took my shit. He was like, hey, man, get this nigga a track. J-Mac gave me a track. Hey, y'all ain't heard it yet, but, hey,
all right.
It's like that, you know, respect deserves, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know, and everybody that's about that business going to be about that business. Everybody left behind going to be left behind.
Hey, yo, I gotta get off the phone. I gotta run back to the money, get back on this paper route. But
hey,
shout out to all the people on Facebook that just added me, man. Much love. Like, I'm knowing where this is coming from, man. I want to also say shout out to Bang Out Radio. Just, you know, y'all been showing me much love, and I got to show much love back. So Black Forest, the whole Black Forest, we're going to show big love because we're going to be coming soon. The whole Black Forest is going to be in the house, and we're going to just take over the radio show. So, you know, be looking out for that day. Like, I ain't going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to just have a whole Black Forest on the phone, like, hey. So we're going to turn it up. But, yeah, I got to go ahead and get back to this paper chase. So, I will be waiting for those that still need that good body bag. And, yeah, hit me up on Facebook, Chalk Swag, Black Forest, or check out, like, the music page with the Chalk Swag here, Reverb Nation, which is Chalk Swag. And also, you can hit up the Twitter, ChalkXSwag87. Hit me up on Twitter, follow me, you know. You never know what I'm going to say. You know, I might say something deep, or I might just say something just to just say it because I just feel like that's just me. I might be on some Charlie Sheen shit. You know, you never know. So, holla at your boy. And, Drina, I'll be getting at you shortly, mamas, with the battle. So, you know, we go ahead and ziplock everything. And I can maintain my business of taking out the trash.
Oh,
everybody out there, don't be mad.
Get glad.
Don't be mad.
Okay, Yak the Ripper, that was your cue. You're live on Bang Out Radio. No, I'm just playing.
Let's go. We can start right now.
Shit.
Are we ready? Zip them up.
Hey, don't get it. I got the number right here. Can we call Yak the Ripper before you get off the air?
She said yes.
Can we call Yak?
Can we put it in stone?
I just want to hear some
like
drama
like
a little bit.
Can we? Hey, Drew, you all.
It's about to be a cold battle because I'm going to zip them up. Let's
go ahead and do that, Ma. You might as well go ahead and do that. Then we can get like a little prelude.
Man,
then we
okay,
can get like a preview to what we're going to be expecting soon.
Man, we dialing right now.
What
you're going to
be expecting is a whole lot of flower bringing.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. We're about to get a little prelude battle real quick. What?
I hope this
is the prelude.
Let's see if we get that
answer. Not
answering.
Well,
we're
going to leave
the message for him,
okay,
Pac? No problem. And you just
drop
something
out
of the
box. You're like,
look.
Yeah.
He's still writing his bars down so he can memorize them for the battle, which is cool. It's no problem. Memorize them, learn them, flip them over, you know, write on the back just in case. Write some on your hand just in case you forget, you know, just write it on your hand, on your palm, you know, use a Sharpie.
Man,
that way it'll be permanent. Because come time for us to battle, won't need no Sharpie, won't be no words. Because the words are going to be gone once I just end the whole thing. It's going to lights out. It's going to be lights out. It's going to be lights out. It's going to be over. I'm going to be sitting back, sipping on a pina colada, watching Family Guy, and eating a syrup sandwich. Like, what?
I look forward to this shit, man. I look forward to this shit. I got to see it for my whole life.
This is just the beginning. I still got to do YouTube videos, so this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. Because people know me as Chalk Swag. Well, no, you about to know me as Chalk. I'm going to take the swag off. I'm about to get ruggedy.
Yeah.
I'm already letting my beard grow out, so my beard is out now. I'm looking like Drake,
yeah.
The old one.
That's what it is.
Just
like
I
that.
Tell them,
yeah,
yeah, boy. Now, I didn't need two white cups.
Yeah.
I don't need purple. I don't need to be purple or pink. Just give me a joint, some Ciroc, and 3 minutes on the clock.
Well,
We definitely need to get him in, you know what I'm saying? We need to get you to call in, Yak, you know what I'm saying? So if you're listening in,
if I gotta call a show every day for the next month, I'll call every show.
Every
show until this battle happens.
Hey, what the Sandman on? Y'all remember that Bill Cosby show when he said, "Challenge"? You remember when he was on tap dancing? Challenge.
And you're going to feel the wrath of my goodness, Robbie.
Hey, you know what, Drina? Before you do the live show, the live battle and shit like that, I think that you should have these cats both call up at the same time on one of your shows so they can give us a little introduction of what we're going to expect during a live show.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to try like three cool rounds.
Come in here.
I'm trying to get both of them to call in at the same time. I'll be missing the other one because I think the other one, he works weird hours, you know what I'm saying? But basically, I am dying. I've been inboxing the Ripper the whole time Top Squad was on the air. Don't even get it twisted. No.
When I'm doing like Jack the Ripper, he's going to be Jack the Flipper.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yes, he... I want both of y'all on the show at the same time because, you know. Because
I'm going to be beating his head in and kicking his tail at the same time.
Oh.
Oh,
man, I got to see this shit, man. I got to see this shit.
Hey.
Yo, other boy, too, Chuck Swag.
Oh, the Freshie, I don't know if he's ready for Fresh. I don't know if you're ready for friends.
Like, you know, I think it should be cool because, you know, you got somebody that's on your team that got lyrical talent.
I got a whole squad of lyrical. I got a whole squad.
Uh-oh.
I ain't got just one. I got a whole squad. I ain't even a president. I need that rap good.
So let's do it like this. Your squad against his squad, then. You know what I'm saying? Because he got some lyrics. He got lyricists in his.
So now you just going to turn this into, you know,
a camp
you're
battle.
Just turn this into the Civil War, huh?
Yeah.
The North versus the
a
South.
Camp battle.
We already know who won that
battle. Battle of the Crews. Battle of the Crews.
The North won. We beat the South. River. That's why we got democracy. You want it to happen again?
Well, see, I think this would be ferocious. This would be a ferocious battle. This would be like. If Jadakiss battled, you know, Stack Bundle, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? It would be something like that. You know what I'm saying? That, I mean, them is two lyrical geniuses. You feel me?
To be like Eminem versus Nick Cannon because it's just.
Like that?
It's no way possible at all.
Have you heard Jack the Ripper in that too?
I don't know if it's like maybe a half and half. It won't be even that. I said it in my line. Ain't no Lisa Ray. You fuck with one, you gotta fuck with all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that. You know, these guys have already confirmed that they're gonna battle, you know, and we know the two head contenders from both parties, you know, squads, that those two are gonna go visually head up. Live on camera, you know.
And you're not even battling the president.
You
just battling a member. That's me. You're not even battling the president. So you think I'm bad? What you think the president is? He the CEO.
Damn,
what?
Okay, I mean, that man.
You're battling Kanye.
Do you have any female MCs in your camp?
We got one female MC.
What's her name?
One female MC. I'm still looking for more female MCs out there. I got a couple
that
I've been working with.
We got another call right here on Bang Out Radio.
It better be the one I'm waiting for.
Caller 8130. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
8130. Who is this?
Ashley.
Oh. Have you on my tippy toes? I'm ready.
I thought it was Jack the Ripper
too.
What's up, Ashley? What's good?
Hi, I was calling to, you know, to say, you know, speak out real quick because I'm, you know, I'm trying to rap or whatever, so I'm trying to get heard.
That's basically what I'm doing.
Go ahead. So, Ashley, you go by the name Ashley.
My nickname is Ash Bash.
Oh, okay.
That's what's up, Ash Bash. You know, You're live on Bang Out Radio. You got my boy Simeon in the building. My boy Chop Swag in the building. You know,
Black Sports Gang.
You know, he just left the building, but, you know, you got a whole roster of listeners just listening to the show. You know, can you spit a hot 16 for us? Let us know what's good.
Yeah, I could. It got to be clean, right?
Man,
no,
whatever you want to say.
However you want to drop that shit.
What'd you say?
Say whatever you want to drop that shit, Mom.
Oh, so I could say anything. I could cuss and whatever.
You can say she goddamn motherfucker is dead of the month.
Oh, all right. I got you. Y'all ready?
Yep.
All right. Take money, give money, y'all bang that. Pretty ass swag, so girls want to ball that. Taking all the cheese now, checking where this rat's back. Got your girl shook, now she running like a habitat. I'm a benefactor, y'all get big rats. See your nigga on my tweet, yeah, follow that. Handle surfing through your brain, cause I own that. And your ass gassed out, global impact. I'm like Gwen, yeah, bitch, holla back. I'm coming like a snake, strike, what's the gold, gets back. I'm robbing no shit, so they call me old Slumberjack. Coming out the box, no Barbie, no strings attacks.
All right.
Woo!
Hey,
girl, she was got off. Now it's my turn. I'm going to go ahead and spin off. Rack. Tackle, y'all niggas. I'm a thumb tack, tackle.
So what's up with you? How can we reach you, you know, on your links and check out your music?
Yeah, where you located at, Ma?
I'm located in Inglewood, California. Inglewood, up to no good.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's basically what I'm doing. And I'm young, so I'm trying to come up there. So, that's basically what I'm doing. So, I'm trying to be in a lot of stuff. So, yeah,
well,
that's basically
what I'm doing. Check this out, mamas. I'm Chop Swag, if you don't know. I'm Chop Swag, if you've been listening, you know. Part of that BFG, Black Forest Gang. Get with it, get lost is the motto. And you got some talent. You got some skills. Like, I would love to produce and work with you on some songs. I'm looking for new artists. So, you know, check my Facebook out. Add me, hit me, Chop Swag, Black Forest.
Hello.
Separate. And shoot, we could work on something. You know, you in Inglewood, that's not far. You a hop, skip, and a bus away. So, you know what I said, bus. See, I'm being real for those niggas that be out here talking about they got G5s and whips.
Yeah.
Nigga, I still take that MTA.
Yeah.
But we
so,
got
yep.
to get with that.
And, you know, to, you know, add my, you know, Coast to Coast MC Movement page so you can network with all the female MCs in the game, you know, and see what I got going for the female artists, you know, and I'm glad you called in to spit a hot 16. Where are the rest of my female artists at? We set the
where
platform.
Y'all at?
I don't know. I'm
no,
right
where,
here.
Where the Ripper at? Where's Jack the Ripper at? That's what I want to know. Where's Jack the Ripper? Where is he at? That's what I want to know. He better be at work.
Yeah,
he better be at work.
I think Yak is at work right now, you know what I'm saying? So,
Cause don't let me call and be like, oh, he got the day off. Oh, we going to have a problem.
Hey, Marshall, who you collabing with right now, though? Like, who do you work with right now as far as you got, like, a crew or something like that?
Oh, no, I'm solo. I don't collab with nobody. I haven't collabed with anybody yet.
She said, fuck everybody.
How long you been in the game? Like, how long you been doing what you do?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, since I'm 17, I'm trying to do everything myself. I'm really not trying to do nothing with nobody because they're not going to push harder than I am right now. So that's basically what I'm doing.
Word to the wise, mamas. And this is just off experience because I've been in the game for 10 years and tried to do it by myself. You're as strong as the people that you fuck with. So
yeah.
It's always good. It's good to have the mindset of do it on your own because I had to have that mindset. But also have the mindset that it takes more than just you. You know what I'm saying? You have to build relationships and build, you know what I'm saying, business relationships, music relationships to get certain places. You know, that's how I've gotten to where I am now. I'm still trying to get further. And building more on that, you know what I'm saying? It's all about who you. It's all about who you work with, who's genuine with what they do, and who's serious with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a lot of people out there that'll say, "Oh, they with it. They with the business. They with it. They
And then
got
what you
this,
get
they
there,
grow.
Don't get where you want to push it to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
you
got to
make sure you fuck with people that's like-minded, though, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ambitious. You was like, look, I could do this on my own, but make sure you engulf yourself with other people that's on the same page. Because if you don't, that's like a anvil on your ankle. You know what I'm saying? You try to press forward, and you got slackers in the back. So don't fuck with them, but
and
you know what I'm saying? Work with somebody.
Let those people push you to be better. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you pushing them and they're not pushing you back, then y'all not helping each other. You just giving weight and, you know what I'm saying, you just doing all the pushing, getting all buff and shit while they just sit their lazy ass and do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You be with a crew that's about everybody, you know what I'm saying, coming up. Now, I'm not trying to say, oh, yeah, you need to be part of Black Forest. That's your choice. You know what I'm saying? I always give people a choice. Like, I tell people, I would like for you to be from Black Forest, but...
Well, it's no problem with that, as long as I get
choice,
heard,
you know,
as long as I get far as I want to go. So I feel
far,
like I should be the bigger
far.
Person.
You see me? I'm battling on radio right now. I'm Jack the Ripper to call in right now, you know, because time is money, and he's on my time clock right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, if Jack the Ripper hear me out there, you know, Chalk Swag has been waiting for about 45 minutes now that you have not called in yet and said anything about this battle. So the longer it takes you to call in, the worse it's going to be on you when the battle time comes. So I would suggest that you do like the message saying rapido.
Yeah.
Because you're already going to be adios, muchachos. I just want you to rapido so they can at least see that you are a worthy adversary, so they say. Damn, I love talking shit.
I got to see this shit, man.
Man,
I got to see it.
One more try. I don't know if he's at work right now.
This is Jack the Ripper.
Is it?
Come on.
No.
No, it's the phone ringing.
What's up? Jack the Ripper in the building. What's happening?
Come on now. Come on. Answer that phone. I'm ready.
Well, after he not
answer,
he don't want your battle.
Although he must be at work right now, you know, so.
All right,
I'm going to definitely on Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? Definitely on Tuesday. We're going to see if we can get them two on the show. Make sure all you listeners call in to Twisted Tuesdays with your girl, L.A. Junior, because I'm trying to get Chalk Swag and Yak the Ripper to talk
about
this.
Yep, and I will call back to have a female battle on the radio. That's what I will do.
Let's make this official. Let me make this announcement, ladies and gentlemen. Live here on Bang Out Radio.
July 22nd.
It has been confirmed. Shock Sway. Getting
out of here, man. It has
been confirmed. Yes.
Have officially laid out the challenge to any MCs.
Any
tall,
female
small,
battles
bald,
out there,
fat,
I want the battle.
Short, ugly, cute, whoever.
Okay.
Will get their shit served like the homeless.
Does it matter what kind of female rapper you're looking for to battle? Because
it don't matter. It could be a white girl. It don't matter to me.
She can be white, fat,
black.
She can rap fast, she can rap slow, she can rap
hard. It don't matter. I just want to prove myself. You feel me? I'm going to be the new.
That's right, mamas. I'll give you your props for that.
I like her tenacity.
You feel me? Because usually girls, if they call the radio show, they will be on some side stuff. I call, I spent my 16, I want my battle now. So it's like, you know, just like that. I'm on a live radio. Everybody and their mom can hear me. So, yeah.
Okay, y'all heard it right here on Bang Out Radio. This is the Coast to Coast.
Talking ass for the back.
And I will call tomorrow at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Body bag. Body
bag. Call in on Tuesdays and call in on Friday. You could even call in Marley B's show on West Good Wednesday, too. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm on the air from 6 to 8 on Tuesday, and then I'm on the air from 4 to 6 on Fridays, you know what I'm saying? And then for the females that want to battle this young lady, get at your girl. Inbox me on Facebook. Let me know what the deal is, you know. And little
and
mama,
you better be tight too.
Cause
you know, ass kind of tight out here.
I'm already vouching for her. Like she's murdering right now. So
okay, well,
if you ain't body bagging,
I'm gonna put my home girl up on some game. TII. If you listening to this show, this my little homegirl, TII, from Swagger Movement. I'm calling you out. Get on the air on the next show, and we're going to give her the business. You feel me? No,
that's the event right there.
I think you and TII could go head up. You and TII, or you and
okay.
you and TII, definitely. Definitely. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
and
look, TII,
body-bagging
her. And when you finish body-bagging her, Jackson Rivers,
yeah,
come on, get yours. Come on, come on, get it. It's like dinner time. I want you to come on, get it. Call in, nigga. I know you're listening. I know he's listening.
Yeah,
he's going to go back and play this show over.
He said, I know he's listening.
He's going to go back and play this show over.
Yeah, if my boy, you listening, get at my girl, TII, you know. Let her know I need her to call in the show Tuesday, Twisted Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? We need to get this popping. You feel me? Everybody looked up TII. She's number one, I think, in Antelope Valley. So get at that girl right there, you know, and let her know what's good. You feel me?
Very, very interesting.
I don't want to battle, though, y'all. Please, I don't want to battle because I don't want y'all to hurt me out there.
Man, you can stop sitting up here acting like you ain't got no bars or something. Like, all you do is just host radio shows. Like, you
Trina got more bars than niggas at the county building.
Man, thank you. I don't battle, though. I'm afraid. So,
Trina got more bars than the U.S. Mint, niggas.
Man, I really don't battle, though. You know, I'm still perfecting my craft, you know. So, when I get up there with y'all, you know, I will, you know, display.
She
my
know
talent.
Right when she get off this show, she gonna go home and be like, "Bow, bitch, I'm on." Blah, 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 blah. She about to have a whole bunch of shit spitting, killing all the shit. Then go get on the show. You know, I got some mediocre bars. You know, I play.
No, I let that go for the film feeds. You know, y'all get out there, do y'all thing with the battle rapping. You know, I got some females on my squad too. I got the GMG squad. You know, and my girl Bom Bom, she killing them. If y'all ain't heard of Bom Bom, you know, you gotta check her out. She killing them.
Well, we about to turn Bang Out Radio into URL. Like, I might have to call Smack White real tight. I might have to go smack, like, call him, like, what's good.
Hey, you know what? I got a semi-auto track right here. Don't hang up, callers is calling in and listening in. I want y'all to hear some of the cats that's been on the show today. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can see where we coming from with this music thing. We is not taking it for a joke. None but
oh, so sincere.
You
know we're oh, so sincere.
Yes, yes,
Black.
Yes. Yeah, we got, and then, if y'all ain't heard of my boy, Pharoah from the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying? Get at that cat. You know what I'm saying? He doing his thing, too. You know, we going to hit y'all real quick with, you know, some, let me see, I got it right here. Let me see. We got a new switchboard around here, and it's pretty dope. You know,
why
are
you looking for the music? I'm going to keep on talking shit to Jack the Ripper because
yeah.
he know he's listening right now. Like, he got his ears open. I understand this. Like, this ain't no game. Like, I'm dead serious. We're going to turn this shit into URL. I'm going to be Hitman
hey,
Holler.
How much money?
He's going to be Arsenal.
How much money you putting up for the battle, man?
Man, we could start. How much y'all want to put up? We could start from 500 and up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, man.
I won't even battle for no money. I just battle for free.
So y'all not gonna put in no money on me? Y'all forgot ass batches on the phone?
Oh, I'm sorry about that ass batch.
Hey Marshall, how much money you trying to put up on yourself? How much money you trying to throw on the table?
I'm trying to have like 8 million probably.
Let's start a reality stack. Let's say a cool 300 or something. Like.
You said not no Monopoly, buddy.
Reality stacks. Let's start there. Like $200, $300.
I'm about to hit y'all with some No Mercy by my boy Semi-Auto, followed by
yes,
my
yes.
boy X so y'all can see what all that production is about. You know what I'm saying? Very talented producer.
Mr. Do It Better himself. Paperboy.
Doing it right here on Bing Out Radio.
Body bag. Bow.
Face off. 9 million in one way to live shoes. Straight west of Harlem. I hear that gossip in the air. See your niggas are sleeping. There's a tap on the shoulder with a bone horn, nigga. Out of the Nolly, a.k.a. Mr. Potential fucking problem, a.k.a. swag. Yeah. In the air when it's cold, bring your heat up. This is really clear, put your dome to the street. Cause you mumbling and shit. I can hear you, nigga, speak up. Whispering like bitches in a month. That illegal when I catch him, I'ma trust him. No mercy, nigga. Fucking peace, keeping no mercy, nigga. What the fuck you think me for? Humble if you ask me, drama come and get back. Show me the depth and it's taken for granted. That's when I warm hearted shit turns cold and callous. Malice, I'm like a boss with a promotive stature. Love a bitch who deep throat and she a ghost, my fella. When I'm hot, burn blow and I reverse they madness. I'll fall conquest like a thirsty spaniel. Call up your rules like that's no matter. I'll call for you, they get pieces back on letters. A West Coast nigga spit like knives and I get them mesmerized without the shine like God of system. I don't fuck with those niggas with no heart of in them. Express masculinity in the squad of women. Man, I bust through the helmet, messing water from the frost. If I bucket up consumption, sitting on these niggas like cops. Spot unannounced, drops like this nigga really got. That death's no problem. In the air when it's cold, bring the heat up. Listen really clear, but you don't do the speaker. You mumbling and shit, I can hear you niggas speak up. Whispering like bitches. Like they're leaking when I catch him, I'ma twist them. Fuck, then I'm leaving no mercy, nigga. Fuck your peace, keeping no mercy, nigga. What the fuck you make me for? Humble if you ask me, drama come and sit nasty. Rosh is wanna dip out, bitch bounce. Got this from a pimp's mouth, don't taste it if you lost it. Only taste those motherfucking pigs, hit the big cat. Any given day, yeah, we spray, plus we ballin'. Your closest friends, your relatives can work you to the floor. The only bell down, he can speak my dirt to you.
Facebook.com, you know what I'm saying? Add Misty Blue.
Check her music out on Reverb Nation. Check my girl K.I.'s out. You know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? Check out Speedy. You know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? Climbing them charts. I see you, ladies. Y'all out there doing it way big. Shout out to Medusa, too. Doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Hey.
But we're about to get into some more music. How y'all like that track right there?
That shit was cool. Guess what?
I loved it. I'm telling you,
Chalk
when I know you're going to stick the whole thing up, see what
he's going to straight in the shitter. Hey, Chalk Swag versus Jack the Ripper. He going to throw him hot straight in the shitter. Hey, Chalk Swag versus Jack the Ripper. He going to throw him hot straight in the shitter. Hey.
Oh, man, Yak. You see this, mate? You got to call into the show. Look, we got a top swag track right here. Now y'all check this production out. This is cold shit. I'm gonna just say like this is some cold shit right here. Y'all about to hear this right here on Bang Out Radio. Check him out as a producer, man. He getting it in. Bang Out
Black
Radio. Force,
gang. Gang.
Than this veteran. There's no comparison. You beating me, not irrelevant. Why you speaking gibberish? I'm second president. Rhymes are cleverish, my rhyme book is evident. Got so much cheese that I name myself after it. Stay so clean like a magnet, I attract a bitch. Stack a lot of greens, pockets fat like a busted lip. Hating niggas greasy like a bag of potatoes. Why this dude rapping, man, he's a producer. I'm also a addict, I'm a lyrical. All I'm missing is the croutons. Digging the scene with a gangster lean.
Right.
And the ladies only say one thing.
Hey.
What's that?
Ain't I clean?
Ain't I clean?
Super cool, super mean.
And I'm here to do my thing.
Ain't I clean?
Ain't I clean?
Super cool, super mean.
And I'm shining like Sheen.
Ain't I clean?
Ain't I clean?
Super cool, super mean.
When I'm seen on the scene.
Ain't I clean?
Super cool, super mean. And I'm shining like Sheen.
Ain't I clean?
Ain't I clean?
Cool, super
Black Forest Gang.
And I'm clean.
And shout out to my boys, the president smoothly and the vice president, his brother Tokyo Max, for getting on the track with me. That's also an AF1 song that's coming up soon on the Week Fly Daily mixtape. That right there was pretty much the song that solidified the relationship of Black Forest. Like, a lot of people don't really know that like, when I first made that beat, I literally set up 3 hours straight listening to it.
Like, yeah.
That has to be one of, if not my favorite, but one of my favorites. Like, they also got a song called Supernatural where I sampled Michael Jackson's Human Nature, and I swear to God, it's like the best song that recorded to this date. Like, the beat itself, I didn't know what to do with it, because I couldn't come up with nothing to write to it. So when I gave it to them, the same day I gave them the music, they went and recorded the song. And when I heard the song, it was like magic. So it's like, you know, shout out to my Black Forest members and, you know, the president and all of them who are out there right now. They probably in the studio right now getting it in. You know, that's like, those are my brodies right there. They helped me become... They helped me fall back in love with music. You know what I'm saying? I had a point in my life where I wasn't doing music like that, and I was just on and off with it. And when I first met them and they heard their music, and we first did start working together, they made me fall in love with doing what I do best. Again,
what made you fall out of love with it? Because I know, like, every artist comes to a point in which they get discouraged, or, you know what I'm saying, they're like, well, fuck it, I'm just going to live the normal life. But,
well, you know what?
Like,
I got to a point.
We really can't do that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we get to that point, but at the same time, you love it so much that you be like, man, I can't do nothing else. Like, I mean, I can do other shit, but I won't be content because this is what I love doing.
I got to a point, in especially in my career, where, you know, when I first started rhyming, I started with my people, with my family, and it didn't work out because we were seeing different visions. I was more about the business aspect. They were more about the flashy cars and wanting to be rich and famous and not. I was thinking ahead of the game before they really were. So that never really worked out, and that kind of just put me on my own. And then after just dealing with a whole lot of people that just was like, all right, we're going to fuck with you. We're going to get you in the studio. And then I get in the studio and then record one song and then don't record. You know, years later, that started to have a toll on me, because it was like I had a gang of songs. I still to this day have a whole lot of songs, but as I got better, the material got older, and it just felt like I'm never going to do this. Like, I'm never going to get it recorded.
That's how I felt about it, because I wasn't serious about it.
Like, it's never going to get done because nobody's taking me serious enough to, you know, listen to me. You know, people knew I could make beats. People knew that I rap. But nobody was like, hey, we're going to invest in you and we're going to actually work with you. People were more like, we'll work with you, but we're going to work with you on our terms. People tried to change my style. Like, and I had to find, I started getting, you know, kind of complicated on how, what type of style I had, too. Like, I had to find who I was as an artist. You know, some people just rap and they don't, when they get on the mic and you say it on a track, it don't sound the same when you wrote it, because there's no action to it, no personality to it. So I had to give myself personality to who I am. Like, Chalk Swag was born. Like, it wasn't something I made. Like, the other names and entities I had before I was Chalk were shit that I came up with. And I think that's because it wasn't genuinely something that fit me. It was just something that I thought was catchy and I thought people would like it. But then once my nickname was given to me, and I stuck with it and put something added to the swag to it, you know what I'm saying? That I added that to the name Chalk. Like, my best friend always calls me Chalk, so for me to take that and turn
that swag though.
I mean, you know, I always had swag, so that's why that's why I put the swag at the end, because like, I've never heard that name before. Like, I've heard Mr. Chalk, I've heard all these other, but I've never heard Chalk Swag. So I just put the swag at the end of it, because that's who I am. I'm chocolate, and I got swag. But I also I also made an acronym out of CHA, which Chris has overcome. And I have overcome a lot of, you know, adversities and challenges in my life with, you know, personal things I've dealt with and still been able to do music. You know, when I lost my cousin, I thought I would never make music anymore after I lost my cousin. And him, you know, listening to him and some of his old music, that inspired me more to keep going and keep going and keep going. And the more that I kept myself around people that were positive in music, the more it inspired me to do more music. I think a lot of people, they get discouraged a lot of times because they can't get in the studio or they can't do this. If you keep creating, you can never get tired of what you do if you keep creating. But when you put a block on yourself or you try to, like, make yourself feel like it's not going to happen, then it won't happen because you're not creating. You're too busy trying to, you know what I'm saying, focus on one idea that's a good idea. But once you're done with that idea, go to the next one. I think that's probably why I have such a big catalog of music and rhymes and everything, is I keep myself doing things. I keep trying to create a new sound. I keep trying to make something different, say something different. I took a little hiatus off of making beats for a couple of months just to improve my lyrics, my lyricism. And that has jotted my shit all the way up to where now I know that when I say something, if I say it, I want somebody to be like, damn, you had the balls to say that. It's funny, or it was catchy, or it made you think. You know what I'm saying? I say a lot of shit. People, they might think it's funny or it's corny, but it's actually pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing wrong with saying something that you might think is corny, because half the time what you think is corny is not corny.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
I said some shit where I was just like, you know, not Dennis, but you know that I'm a menace. Make a lot of racket. You could call it tennis. I just started. This ain't near the finish, because this shit not Jehovah Witness. Now, anybody else that would have said that, they'd be like, oh, that shit weak. But after you program it in your mind, you put it together in the right format, it's not bad.
Yeah, they'd be like, this nigga just said that.
Like, nigga, did you just say this shit knocks Jehovah Witness? Like, who's going to say that? Like, Who else is gonna say that? So that's what I try to do when I rhyme. Like I try to take what normal people expect, because you know a lot of people their rhymes are predictable, or they'll put together shit and it's predictable. Like, oh, I knew that was coming up.
Like single long type shit, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like Big Sean has said it himself. Like it's called super duper rapping. Like he made that. Like Drake wouldn't even have ever had. His forever verse would not be what it is if it wasn't for him biting off of Big Sean. All that last name ever, first name greatest, like a sprayed ankle boy, ain't nothing to play with. All that setting up a punchline to be one word, Big Sean created that. And then after that, other artists started doing it. He ain't mad about it, but that was another way of creating another side of getting out your words without saying everything in one line. You know what I'm saying? And that's a way to flip it.
Hey, what you
it's
feel about like?
Rap.
What you feel about niggas that bite though? Cause my whole idea about, I mean, it could bite the swag and shit like that, but I don't really take it as them biting off of me, but rather, you know what I'm saying, I'm inspiring them. You know what I'm saying? Because however we rap or however we get down, we look up to somebody in the game, or we're inspired by somebody, and we just put our
realization is that everything is recycled from fashion to fast, everything is recycled. Everything that we do now is recycled from what was once a trend. Even from words, everybody swaggerjacks or takes a line one or the other. It's how you take the line and how you use it. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna take a line, if you're gonna take a line, flip that shit. Take the line and make it your line. Because people that hear their music, that hear their lines over other people's music, and they hear them flip it, they appreciate that shit. Because that means you took the time to sit down.
I'm doing some be offended. Like Lil' Kim, she's offended by Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, but I don't understand
but
why,
Lil' Kim problem,
like, you know,
Lil' Kim problem is that she can't catch up. Lil' Kim can't catch up. Nicki was smart enough to take all the shit that she did, revamp that shit, and sell it on herself and still have rap skills. See, Lil' Kim hasn't adapted like Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, and all the older like MCs that still Busta Rhymes that's still able to put out good music. They have adapted to the music change. She has not adapted. Her rhymes are still predictable. You know what I'm saying? She's still trying to give off that, like, I'm hood but sexy shit. Okay, you hood but sexy, but right now the rap game is lyrical content. Most people that's bought is off of lyrical content. Now, the catchy shit, if she wanted to do something catchy.
Lyrics, though, she provides those lyrics, but I think it's just her marketing, and it's just like she needs a newer image, like a fresher, like.
She
yeah, but you can't get around though. The Black Friday she did do good though.
Oh, I got that Black Friday.
If I had a nickel for every time that she said a predictable line, I'd probably be Diddy rich right now. Like I was like,
I think that Lil Kim. I think when she came off on that Black Friday, I don't think that was predictable. You know what I'm saying?
It was to me because she did good though.
Like she came up to like how we rap now, and she was rapping how she was rapping back then. But at the same time, you feel me? Like Roman Revenge was for Lil Kim, but nobody didn't even think that if they wasn't really into the rap and stuff, because a lot of people don't even know that the Roman Revenge was from Lil Kim.
Even after listening to it, I was like. You made a whole mixtape. She made one song, and I would listen to one song than any of your songs on your mixtape. And then not only that.
You know what? I got to come back because you know why? I guess because I grew up with Lil' Kim, listening to Lil' Kim. And I know, you know, everybody that's younger than me, they got their own perspective of the whole Nicki Minaj, Lil' Kim situation. But me, since I grew up listening to Lil' Kim, everything that I'm hearing from Nicki Minaj, except for the fact that Nicki Minaj, I give it to her, she had bars way before she got signed to Cash Money, no doubt. But everything that she dropped in her first mixtape, all that was all Lil' Kim's old shit, even from her marketing strategy to the squat pose licking on the lollipop to the wig, the colored wig, all that is Lil' Kim. I don't care how nobody else put it.
That's why I said
cool
Nicki is smart.
You can reinvent somebody's swag, but see, the thing of it is that when you imitate people, You got to make sure you're going to be a viable source 5 years from now. No matter how we look at Lil' Kim, she still is one of the greats because she's still relevant right now because everybody's still talking about her. Another thing is, it's hardcore. People still listening to hardcore. People still listening to her old shit. Now, Nicki Minaj, she's going ham right now, but let's see if we be talking about her 5 years from now. If we're still talking about Nicki Minaj's album 5 years from now, then, hey, man, I got to give it to her. Hey, Black Friday. Hey,
but
how
you
long
know
ago
what?
Did
she
hardcore
would,
come out? We still talking about hardcore. You
but you know what? She still will be relevant because of her marketing team. Young Money is her marketing team. Cash Money, Young Money is her marketing team.
I don't consider that a strong, solid source because Cash Money, they market who they feel is hot at the moment. You feel me? If they stop marketing her, we'll see what happens. And I ain't hating on her or nothing because my power to all my female MCs is out there doing it. And if she got it to the top right now, then so be it. Good looking homegirl.
But I'm looking at how Wayne was in jail. Let's put it like this. Wayne was in jail, right? His marketing the way Mac Maine marketed Drake and Nicki Minaj, awesome. Like, you couldn't have done any better. Like, your boss is in jail.
But the thing about Drake is, Drake, he could do good hooks. Honestly, like, Drake, he can rap, but he do good hooks.
Drake will make it on any camp. If he does decide that he will switch over and become a part of Jay-Z's camp, then he's still going to be hot. You feel me? I mean, it's not Lil Wayne and Young Money. You feel me? Sometimes it has to do with the individual artist, but if you really think about it, it's a lot of hot people on the roster. Where's the marketing for, what's my boy, Jay Mills and all them other hot commodities?
See,
way hotter
thing.
Way before.
See, that's
you know
the
what
thing.
Saying?
That's the thing.
They market who they want
to
market.
That brings me to my next example is that Young Money pushes who pushes themselves. You know what I'm saying? These people, Nicki wasn't getting that much. When she first came out, she wasn't getting that much publicity. But she had to start keep making mixtapes and keep getting
Nicki
keep getting
had
buzz.
Came out in 07, I believe.
Yeah, when she came out in 07, There's like people was like, oh, who was that? Okay, she's hot.
I listened to Nicki Minaj 10 years ago. Nicki Minaj being hot, when she was just a stud, she was hot. Before the gimmick, she was hot already. It's just that she got with Young Money and they see something in there where they can make some money off of her
exactly.
by putting her together. Like Lil' Kim said, a collage, you feel me? And making her the gimmick that made money, you feel me? And that's,
but
I mean, you can
get
anything
that, though.
On that.
Like they need that female
like,
city within that crew, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's what Lil' Kim is like. She doesn't really have a camp like that, though, too. I think if she had, like, a camp that was really, like, pushing some units, too, that would help with her marketing and everything
look
else like
all
that.
The greatest, look at all the great camps and who their leaders are and who
I think
the people are behind.
Never
look
died.
At Rockefeller, right? Look at Rockefeller.
If Biggie would never die, Lil' Kim would still be on, like, a light switch, you know what I'm saying?
That's
but,
true.
You know, look at the same time,
if Biggie was...
If
Biggie was still alive, there would be no Rockefeller.
If Biggie was still alive, there would be a lot of stuff happening. There wouldn't. Well, number one, Puffy wouldn't even have ever became a rapper if Biggie was still alive. Let's get that
honestly,
part straight.
I think Puffy. You know, I don't know how Puffy do it out here, but I don't know. But it seems like every time Puffy have a group, they fall off like 112.
But you
they
know why they fall off? They fall off because he's the devil. That nigga. Look, if you sign with that, you're not gonna get to the devil. Because why? All he do is promote them to make money. He make the money. They don't make any money because.
But if you notice something. Now look at all the people we talk about. We got Puffy, we got Lil Wayne, all the head honchos of the labels, even though we know Birdman and his brother is behind the wall that's doing all the making the money too. But at the same time, look, if you are a hot artist, even though you got other members on your label, you ain't about to push them harder than you. A lot of people feel like that. And I look at artists like Lil Wayne. When he had, what's my boy name? He on the tip of my tongue. Currency. Currency is so fucking hard. How the hell you not gonna let him get the shine? You know why? Because an artist like Currency will eat Wayne up. In my opinion, Currency was the lyrical talent that would outshine all them artists on Cash Money. And then you got Juvenile and all the other Cash Money hot boys. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody trying to have no artists on their roster as hot as them or hotter than them when they been the head hot show the whole time. Some people
well, their
got
whole
that,
problem was
you know,
money. Their whole problem was money. That their whole problem, Cash Money, dismemberment. The original members was about money, and Wayne only
it's
stayed because Wayne
it's
stayed
ego.
Off of loyalty. So you know that's where that came from. But like the people that's up now, like you're only as strong as you make yourself. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're in a camp, I just told my homeboy this the other day. I said, dude, even though we're part of a camp, you don't want to live in somebody else's shadow. You don't want to be Memphis
right.
Bleak. You don't want to be Benny Siegel. You don't want to be the person, oh, I was a part of this camp. And
that's the reason why
you have to push yourself out of
exactly.
your camp.
That,
you know
that's
what
we was talking about earlier. That's what I was saying. I called the radio show on my own because I don't need no crew to promote myself at all. You know, so that's I get what you. That's exactly what we were talking about earlier. We don't need nobody to promote ourselves. We can just do it yourself.
Like a crew is what has your back. That's what helps you float with the rest of the shit. You just like look at Drake, right? Drake is a big fucking deal, but he's part of Young Money, Cash Money. So even though he's part of Young Money, Cash Money, people look at him as Drake, not Drake part of Young Money, Cash Money. They look at him as Drake, the artist. If Drake wanted to start a label, he could start his own label because people look
branded
at him as Drake because he is branded. You gotta brand yourself. Even though you part of something, brand yourself. If you brand yourself, then everything else will follow with it. And you won't be the shadow just like all the rest of the people that hang out in shadow like Tiger. Even though Tiger's starting to step out of the shadow, you as an artist, you have to do that. You have to do that. Otherwise, you're going to always be
You got to have a camp that everybody is, like, equally minded. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
you need a camp where, you know, you got hate within your camp or envy or jealousy within your camp because if you got that, then, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas go this way or go that way. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, yeah, you part of a cat, but you part of a dysfunctional family, nigga, that shit will not work. And either it's going to be one nigga in there that's waiting for the next nigga to blow in order for him to get on, but everybody should be equally minded, working together, helping each other blossom.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to drop this album in May. Nigga, you go drop your album in, you know what I'm saying, September. Nigga, you go drop your album in. Let's take over this shit. You know what I'm saying?
You can't wait on everybody else to make a move. You got to make moves. You have to make moves that don't only just benefit yourself, but benefit the team, and don't tie into damaging the team. Like, you got to communicate. I think a lot of people in the industry don't communicate. They just do shit, and then people end up having bad relationships because nobody communicated shit to them. That's why deals go sour and people were supposed to be on labels. Just like Omarion and Lil Wayne when Get It In first came out, he got dropped from the label because he leaked that song. You know what I'm saying? He didn't communicate.
Yep.
I know it's your song, nigga, but you got to communicate. Wayne is on it. He's trying to promote you, so he's going to push it to help promote you. You didn't help promote yourself, so that made you not only lose a deal, but you got less promotion on that song than you should have got because you didn't wait. You didn't go with the program. You didn't go with the plan. You know, people do this business. It's a plan. It's a plan for everything. You can't just go out there and just do shit. Because when you just go out there and just do shit, then you just, it's shit everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what you're doing. People got this. People got that. People don't know shit information about you. Shit for nothing. You know what I'm saying? You have to do everything with a plan.
I think everything got to be on the table, though. Like, everything's on the table when you're dealing with a group or a camp. If everything is initially on the table and you got that solid plan, that solid focus, and then everybody agrees, then that's one thing. Because you can even have that. And then, like, later on in your journey as a group and shit like that, shit begins to become a little bit twisted because of different things that come up and about. But you got to constantly remind your clique, constantly remind your group what direction y'all going in, you know what I'm saying, and just make sure it's more of a family thing than just business partner thing.
Exactly. You got to look at it as family and business. Because you got to be able to look at it as free. Because you got to be able to respect each other as men and women. Because if you don't respect each other, then you will do the shit what you want to do and say fuck whatever you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have a respect within each other. And I think that's one thing I can say in my camp, that we have a high respect for each other, not just musically but business wise. I mean, we have made some disagreements, and we nipped them shits in the butt because at the end of the day, we all eating, we all going to progress off of this shit. So, you know what I'm saying? There is no love lost. So you have to have a respect. It's mandatory to have a respect because you ain't going to make it if you don't have no respect. If you just say, fuck it, I'm gonna do me, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do it. A lot of people, like Young Buck said that, fuck it, I'm gonna do me. And you know, no disrespect to them, because sometimes they had to say fuck it. They had to go ahead and say fuck it and do their own thing because their own leader wasn't handling their business. I think G-Unit is one of the most unmanageable record labels out right now. Lloyd Banks got dropped from G-Unit. And had to get a deal through Interscope to get put back on G-Unit. He don't even have G-Unit on his new CD. He got dropped from G-Unit.
Can you imagine what G-Unit would be right now if those cats, if Gang was still there, if Buck was still there, and they were still just going strong, nigga? They was terrorizing shit when they was strong.
They would have been an awesome. They'd have been up there with Rockefeller. They'd have been up there with Young Money, Cash Money. They would be up there because they know how to network and communicate, but see, because 50 is a tyrant and an asshole, he wants to shine all the time, and he wants to be the center of attention. So because he wants to be the center of attention, everything is on 50. And they goons, so they not going to fight 50. You know what I'm saying? That's who pay them. 50 pay, cut their paycheck, so you just going to get the boss.
It's cold how 50 did Young Buck, though, how he blasted him out, you know what I'm saying? And it's, That right there was a reality check for me, because I was real young when I first was seeing G-Unit out and all that, and all I'm thinking is, like, man, these artists, they eating so good, and, you know what I'm saying, they making so much money, but then they wasn't doing all that. It was only a few cats eating from there. You know what I'm saying? That's just like Young Money.
He's the biggest hypocrite I've ever met in my life. The biggest hypocrite. He say one thing.
Well, he worried about his own success. You know, I think, you know, like I said before, like when you got an artist that's out, you know what I'm saying, and he ain't going to promote and market himself more than he do to other artists. And see, the whole thing about that I don't like is the fact that you're signed to a label. That means that you're not independent. So when you're independent, yeah, you should be responsible for your marketing and all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? And even though within a big label that you signed to, they take out some marketing money from your earnings and royalties. But at the end of the day, it's like if you really trying to help these artists grow into a major artist that's going to be heard worldwide with it, why are you not promoting them like you would promote yourself? That's just like Puffy when he came out with that Press Play. He was on with it, but that's the same year Danity Kane and all them dropped too. It's like he didn't go hard with their promotion like he did then.
What's even more messed up about that, especially about that situation, they sold millions of albums, and the only money they really made was off of their tours and meet and greets and radio shit and stuff like that. They didn't really make no fucking money. Like, that's why that nigga Q was tripping on this season of The Million of Bed. He ain't had no money. People looking at TV like, nigga, you got money. You got an iMac? No, nigga, he don't have no money. These people do not have money. Diddy got all the money because he got all the writers, all the publishers, all the, you know what I'm saying? These are all the people, all the big heads that's making all the money. If you are going to be an artist out there, if you're listening to this radio show right now, if you are going to be an artist, if you don't own shit, if you don't own the lyrics, if you don't own the music, if you don't have the publishing or the copyrights, you will not make anything off the track. Every artist makes at least 25% off of whatever they make. If you wrote the lyrics, that's 25% that you make off of a whole 100 slab off of a song, because the writers and the producers and the publishers still have to get paid. If you write and produce, you're going to get a bulk, the biggest bulk of that. You're going to get 50 or 75, really, if you publish it yourself, too. You're going to get 75% of that, and all that money will come back to you every time it's played, every time your record is bought. That's why people like Kanye West, Alchemist, Swift Beats, they have so much money, because all of their shit is in their name. It's theirs. If you don't own it, you don't get
that's
it.
That's the indie artist, though, because, like, for yourself, you're a producer and you're a writer, and, like, everybody could be in charge of their own distribution, too, because everything is going, like, internet-based.
Exactly.
So you will get, like, damn near, like, 95 to 100% of your shit.
Exactly. If you're going to do it, make sure you copyright your shit. Make sure you copyright, because anybody can sit up and take their shit, put their name on it, say, just like YG sit up and he get on all these tracks. And if you search them, people be looking for the song, and they be like, oh, this is not YG. Why is it, you know, whoop-de-whoop? No, this is the person. It's like he got a song called Up. Love Rant. That's Love Rant.
Yeah,
song.
That's his song. Everybody's trying to say it's YG's song.
It's not YG's song. YG is featured on that song.
Everybody's saying it's YG's song. That song Ben came out. They just featured him.
That song came out in the Bay. It's a Bay Area rapper. Exactly.
You know
that's a Bay Area rapper. Like, he's a Bay Area rapper. So if it came out in the Bay and then he featured YG on it, why are people pushing it? Why are letting YG push that shit? Because, one, YG is popping out here for some odd reason. Why the fuck this nigga is popping? I don't know.
That's what happened with what's his name? What's the dude? All the way, turn.
With Rock So Bad.
That's what happened with him and Soulja Boy.
Okay.
They said that that was Soulja Boy track.
It's not your track. If the person's on it, he didn't even make the beat. Soulja Boy didn't make the beat. He just got on it.
But see, they label it as that because, like, every time they hear that song, they associate Soulja Boy with the track instead of associating Roscoe Dash with it. You know,
exactly.
Roscoe's the one who made that shit hot, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And you as an artist, you have to always make sure that you are sticking out more than the person that is so-called credible, you know, has the more credit. Just like Big Sean went and did all, he did a whole lot of, like, mixtapes that nobody knew about because he had to push them through Def Jam and Island. Like, and they at first they didn't want to push it, but Kanye begged them to push it. You know what I'm saying? That's how much, that's how he got so much buzz. Like, the niggas just started putting out mixtapes on and on and on and on and on. Like, I respect the simple fact. I respect good music because good music actually promote their artists. They actually promote Kanye. They actually promote Pusha T. They actually promote Common. They actually do, you know what I'm saying? They do their job. Like, it's nobody on that label that don't have a platinum album or never had a platinum album. Common,
I love Pusha T, man.
Has two
Pusha
Grammys.
T is
Common has two Grammys. John Legend has two Grammys. Like, and Kanye, of course, has a gang of Grammys. You got Kid Cudi. You got Mr. Hudson. You know, new people that's coming in. Saha the Prince, who that's another person that people need to start looking out for because that nigga go hard. But, you know, like, these are they actually put back into their artists. Def Jam is one of the main, the main record labels that put back into their artists.
Yeah,
I say it's the best, but it's the main. Like, if you get signed to Def Jam, you automatically are known for the rest of your life. I don't care who you are. I don't care how weak your single is. If you're signed to Def Jam, you're automatically. That's like getting signed. That's like being the president. You know what I'm saying?
But say if you blow, right? And you got a camp on you right now. Like, how would you formulate? How would you strategize to get your whole camp heard within 1 year? Like, how would you?
What you do is, and I see this is the form. This is the formula that I came up with. If one makes it, we all make it. So in order to do that, whatever you put out, you have to do a whole lot of features with that. You know what I'm saying? That includes these people such and such. Like, you have to keep these little people buzzing in your ear. Like, when Wayne first was coming out with Young Money, he didn't start putting certain people on mixtape tracks till he signed so many acts. Like, he started with Currency, but he didn't start off right with Currency, so that's why it didn't work out the way it was supposed to. But as he accumulated more people, he got Tyga, he started getting Jay Mills, Gutta Gutta, he started putting these people on more mixtape songs. And then he actually made a whole album with them. The whole, people don't even remember the Young Money album. That went platinum.
Yeah.
That Young Money album went platinum. I know because I bought the album. It was hard. So, you know, that gave a chance to, for everybody on the label, everybody to hear everybody that's on the label, and that gave people a chance to start picking favorites. You know what I'm saying? This gives the audience a chance to start picking favorites, like who they want to listen to. Then what your camp has to do is the people inside your camp, they have to start pushing themselves, doing more material. They can't slack. They can't sleep. You got to be like the boss. If the boss don't sleep and work all day, all night, you got to do what the boss do, 10 times harder than the boss.
Hey, but would you say that a single is like whatever's, like, because you could rotate, you could pick, like, any song, you know what I'm saying, that you think is hot. You could put it on the radio and rotate that shit and rotate that shit and rotate that shit, you know what I mean? And then eventually, like, the people go consider it as a single, you know what I'm saying? That's the, they constantly hear all day, every day. Now, if I have my own camp, it's like brainwashing and shit. You know those one songs, nigga, that you hate on the radio, and then you eventually start singing that shit?
Exactly.
But it's like, I think a single is like whatever gets played, you know what I'm saying, a rotation. Now, if we had a camp of millionaires and shit like that, right, I'll put bread up for each single from each artist, and we go put that shit in rotation. Nigga, we go drown the system out. But I'm not sure if it works that way.
It would work because, for an example, it would work because you would put the singles out at different times. And the single wouldn't just feature you. It would feature you and Woo-Doo artists, or it would feature the artist and you or Woo-Doo. Like, for example, that goes back to the Nicki Minaj and Drake thing. When Drake was first coming out, he was on everybody else's songs. So, and then not only that, he was making songs with everybody else. So it's more of collaboration. Like, it's who you collaborate with. Because the more people you collaborate with, that lets people know your versatility. So when you might go collaborate with, you know what I'm saying, Enrique Iglesias, and then go back and collaborate with, you know, 3 Six Mafia. You know what I'm saying? People, you hitting every aspect. You hitting every genre. When you hit every genre, then people are listening to you. People are listening to who you are, what you're about, you know, what's your content, and then now they know you from a squad that's doing the same thing, and they know the squad doing the whole thing. So now the squad is on. It's just one at a time. You have to, you know, kind of. It's like, oh, you just got to cherry pick it a little, just one at a time, you know, just one, ease it on in. Once you ease it on in, because when you try to bring everybody in at one time, you can't listen, everybody can't listen to everybody at one time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They only listen to selected times. So you let one track go and you let it buzz for about 2 months. Then you put another track out, let that buzz for another 2 months. Another track, another 2 months. You do it every 2 months with different artists, then, or every month, really. Really, every month, because everybody, by the time they hear it, by the third week that you hear a song, you're ready to hear the next new shit. So that's the human attention span. That's why people don't even do 3-verse songs no more. They always do 2-hook songs, like 2-verse songs, because people's attention span is getting shorter. So now that their attention span is shorter, you have to make the music shorter, which means you have to bring more music. You have to make more music that's more accessible for the listener at the time.
ADHD.
That's the whole marketing
ADHD is excelling.
That's real. I swear I should have had a deal years ago, but it wasn't my time. Now that I've watched other people do it and I've watched the game. This is everything I'm saying right now. I've been watching the game work. I've been watching how it works and how it changes, because the game don't stay the same. It changes.
Know.
It don't. From all the way from when it started, all the way back in 84. From 84 till now, the game changes. Because in 84, wasn't no money in hip-hop. By 94, it was a whole lot of money in hip-hop. No, it was a lot of money in hip-hop. By 2000, it was a whole lot of money in hip-hop. Now, by 2005, you got to make money in hip hop. You got to figure out how to make money again, because all the money is not going to the first rappers. It's all going to all the big heads, Sony, Universal, et cetera, et cetera. They get a cover off the top. That's why
and
people get deals.
But getting a grip on how the shit is actually working now, so it makes the field a little bit more competitive than it was before.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody knows what to do now. You know what I'm saying? And like, and everybody
artists,
has that.
They need to, like, it's artists out there. If you get if somebody come to you with a deal, and they give you a single deal, don't take the single deal, because people that get, they'll sign you, they give you a signing bonus and everything, but you have to pay that money back.
Nowadays they just give you like distribution deals, nigga. They don't even give you a meal ticket no more.
Exactly. They're gonna give you, okay, this is what we're gonna give you. We're gonna give you like 10 G's. And this 10 G's is yours because we signing you, but you're gonna owe us this money back.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have to work your money back off. And if you don't make it off your second hit, then you're gonna owe us money. So you're really gonna be fucked.
That's deep right there.
See, people don't know that. People don't know that. You get signed. That's why it pays to have everything yours. Because if you get signed, that's why people need to understand, rappers need to understand, let the record label shop for you. Don't shop for a record deal. When you shop for a record deal, you will get ganked. Because they will get you for however little that they need to spend, that's what they're going to get you for. They'll say, here's 15 G's right here and a signed contract right now. We want to put you on stage. We want to put you on tour, take you on tour, woo-dee-woo-dee-woo. We want you to do da 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 da, do some videos, some personal. It all sounds good till you read in that little bitty fine print that also states you have to reimburse us for such and such. This is an advance, see, advance, which means this is advance money to what you could make if your record is popping like that. And if your record goes so many, so if it goes platinum, we do whatever, you got to do this many shows to pay this off and maybe have some cheese in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Ice Cube, when they first came out with Straight Outta Compton, he was still living at his mama's house when that came out. And he wrote that whole CD.
Man.
He was still living at his mama's house. At his mama's house. The niggas from Cali Swag District, Young, he's still living in Inglewood right now. Niggas is not living in big fancy houses because they know. Like, nigga, I can still get on the bus and go to your house. Like, you're still here in the hood. Like, people don't understand that. Like, it ain't, you
that's
don't.
That's why a lot of artists that you know, it might be signed with, like, Universal or some shit like that, right? They be doing, like, the same shit that you be doing. They be doing just as bad as you, you know what I mean? But if I was signed with Universal and shit like that, if I had to understand that I was signed, I'll make that company work for me, you know what I'm saying? But I think what happens is when motherfuckers get signed, and shit like that, they expect, like, all these things going to fall on their lap. But nah, nigga, you still got to get out
there. You still got to work. You got to work twice as hard. Now it's like, okay, now you got it, but you got to work twice as hard. So what you want to do is let the record label shop for you. Because anytime somebody's shopping for you, oh, nigga, you're in the money. That means you're that good that we need to figure out how to get you so we can give you $1 million to do whatever you want to do because we know you're going to make that back. We know you're going to make that back. We already feel it. You got the skills to do it, so you're going to make us money back. That's all it is an investment.
Heck yeah.
So all y'all out there, if you heard this shit, y'all need to tape it, write it down, tell your peoples. I just told you some real shit.
Yeah, that's real talk right there.
Now back to Jack the Ripper, though. I'm going to get off his head.
And that's if he answers his phone.
It's making me mad he ain't answering. I mean, we already understand that, you know, we're going to have this battle. We already understand we're going to have this meet. We're going to have this meet and greet. That's what I'm going to call it, a meet
and
greet.
We got somebody live on Vega Radio. Okay, let me see up. he's actually hitting me right now on Facebook right now, and he's about to call in right now. So we're not live streaming right now, but this is about to be a conference call. Listen, only the listeners that's listening in on the switchboard can hear, you know, the call that you guys are about to be on together, you know what I'm saying? But I need both of y'all to come back. But this is a conference call right now, so we're about to see if he's going to call into the show right now.
Not now, but right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
I'm trying to see if he does.
We've been waiting for this all day, like.
Wait, hold on. Let me see something. Let me see.
Stay consistent, Tony. You stayed on top of it.
This is my music. I love it. I love music to death. If I'm an 80-year-old nigga that don't never have a deal, I will do music forever. Like, I'm serious about this shit. So anybody that say they want to battle me or they say they good or whatever, I want that. I need that in my life because that gives me fuel. That, like, I feed off of wins and losses. That's what I feed off of. If I lose, you ain't going to do nothing but make me better. If I win, well, that was just a little, you know, midnight snack.
That was a reassurance.
Like,
that I'm
that's,
doing
that's, like, this is what I do. I've been doing it for 10 years, and I don't like to throw my how long I've been doing it, because I feel like, if it was that serious, I would have accomplished being a major mogul and being all of that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to brag on nothing until I get where I want to be.